Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Esmeralda Leon. And with me is Brandon Weatherby.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're in for Dave Plyer until 5 a.m. Are you excited, Brandon?
It's primetime hours.
Exactly. This is the first time I've ever done this.
At 2:08 in the morning, I'm more than thrilled to be here.
I'm happy to be here as well.
Here all the time.
I live here.
I came in to do this with you because I like you as a human being.
Thanks.
You're a good person.
I really appreciate that.
No, I'm being honest.
That's very good.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Are you tired at all?
Well, you brought in a very large cup of coffee for me to drink.
Yes, but I did not eat well today. I ate heavy, heavy foods, and
So did I.
I'm really good at transitions. I wanted to talk about all the copious amounts of coffee I'm drinking, but more importantly, what you ate today.
Oh yeah, I had some fried chicken.
All right, you had fried chicken because it's July, and that's an excuse to eat fried chicken,
right?
Because you need an excuse to eat some horrible, horrible for you food. And when I say horrible for you, I just mean your entire body. It's horrible
but not
for your
entire soul.
Body. No, for your soul, it's fantastic. But for all the things that actually matter, internal organs, one of the worst things you could possibly
eat. Right. I mean, I only eat this once a week.
Yeah, once a week. So only... Yeah, that's a horrible percentage.
And then there's leftovers.
Way too much. So do you get enough fried chicken to actually have leftovers?
Yes, for the most part. I go big.
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
Do you take the fried chicken home?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because I think of it as, no, I need some leftovers so I can enjoy it later.
So you went today to get fried chicken.
Yes. I went to my favorite place ever. And we're going to talk about Time Out had an article with the best fried chicken in Chicago. This one isn't in Chicago. It's in Romeoville, but it's White Fence Farm. And I've brought some.
You have?
So you can taste the wonderfulness.
I'm already sweating and I'm not eating. This is such a horrible idea.
It's going to be great. It's going to give you life.
I don't think I need life right now.
Yeah, no. We need life. We're here till 5.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Eat some fried food at the top of the 2 a.m. hour. You have to get till 5. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Start with some fried chicken.
Yeah. And then the countdown begins of when you get the itis. And you fall asleep.
That's horrible. I don't want to do this at all.
We'll bring a cot in.
Fantastic.
Take power nap.
Have you slept here?
I've napped.
You've napped here.
But I've never had to. I mean, I live pretty close. I live in the city, so.
But still.
I've never had to. It's a 45-minute train ride, so I don't think I would need to sleep here.
Have you worried about your safety on that train ride?
No.
Are you sure?
Never.
Should you be worried about your safety on
that
train?
It's the Brown Line.
I understand it's the Brown Line,
but
you still have to get to the fancy Brown Line at 2 a.m.
No, it's very quiet.
Yes, I understand that it's very quiet.
It's very quiet on the streets. There's a, you know, bum here and there.
I've never, ever worried about the people that happen to be homeless. I'm worried about the man that's 33 in the lobby of the WGN radio studios trying to talk to anyone that will talk to
him. I mean, it's a pretty lobby.
Well, he wanted to announce his candidacy for president, and I asked, the first and only question I asked him was, how old are you? And he said 33, and I said, that's too young. That's too young.
You gotta wait, buddy.
He said he's gonna go talk to some lawyers. So if that guy's out there, I'm sure he's gonna be elected very soon. I didn't get his name, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure out who this guy is.
Right.
Considering the news right now is essentially just, here are 5 things Donald Trump tweeted. I think we're gonna be fine. Whoever's president gonna be next. Those aren't words.
Yeah. I might vote for that guy.
I am mumbling all over because I'm thinking about fried chicken. It's a horrible idea.
It's gorgeous. Do you want to start this list?
Let's
see
what
you've had. I've had a few of these. So one of them's the Bud Long, which there is when they do like Nashville fried chicken.
Have you had? So you have had it.
I haven't had this one.
Have you had Nashville hot chicken?
No. Have you?
No.
So it's super, super spicy.
Yes.
And then they give you a pickle to cool it down.
Yeah, it works. Vinegar works.
Sure. They only give you like 3 pickles. For a big old spicy piece of chicken.
They give you bread, though, as well.
That's true, and that I would ask for milk. That's apparently a big thing if you have spicy foods.
Yeah, it works. It's science. That's how that works. It's perfect.
Well, none of us have had that one. Good. Au Cheval apparently has fried chicken as well.
But this is super delicious. That's like fancy-ish,
right?
Yeah,
that's some fancy stuff. I mean, I've only eaten the burgers there.
Okay.
So I couldn't tell you about this fried chicken. Honey butter fried chicken is on this list.
I've had it.
I've had that one too.
It's delicious.
It is very good.
What a controversial statement. It's delicious.
No, it's good. It's a little pricey.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But it's good. Chickens were treated well. That's how I justify the price.
I know I sound real bougie right now, but it does matter.
No, it does.
It really matters.
I feel real bad for all those chickens. I mean, I still eat the chicken, but...
It's not... I don't even feel bad about the chicken. Once you're committing the murder of eating the chicken, it doesn't really matter how poorly they were treated. What matters is, like, how does it taste? It tastes a little bit better if they were...
Because they're happy.
Sure, whatever. They're still murdered violently, and then you ate their flesh. That's how meat works. It's delicious.
That's okay, though.
Okay. What else is on the list?
Harold's.
How many Harold's have you been to?
No, you know what? I've only been to one.
Okay. I think I've been to maybe five.
And they're all different.
They're all different.
That's
they're all
I've
numbered.
Heard.
They're all delicious. They're not different in terms
that's
of taste.
That counts.
But they are so good. So bad for you. I love it
well,
so
yeah,
much.
Well, yeah, it's fried chicken.
This might be my favorite on the entire list.
Harold's?
Harold's.
Yeah. No, yeah. Harold's is amazing.
What do you get when you go to Harold's?
I have fried chicken.
No. But you could get all white. You get all dark. You get a mix.
Oh. I think I get all white.
100% of the time, I do a mix.
No,
and
that's a good idea.
100% of the time, I use way too much hot sauce and just soak up everything. So it just becomes this lovely, disgusting mesh of goo.
Oh, all right.
You just made a face that, like, that doesn't sound good
because
at all.
Because it's a big, you just called it goo.
But it's delicious goo. It's hot, delicious goo that happens to have some chicken meat in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken's on here. I've never had it. This has just become a list of things that I need to go eat
yes,
after the show.
Much.
Big Jones. Big Jones Small's Smoke Shack is on the list. I've had that one. That's by my house.
Do you? How often do you go to Jones's?
No, never, Big Jones
sorry.
I've never
how
been.
How often do you go to Small's?
Small's? Like once a month. They do some tasty barbecue.
That's a lot of fried chicken. You legitimately eat fried chicken once a week.
I love fried chicken.
What's your go-to spot?
Popeye's.
Which Popeye's?
The one at Kimball and Lawrence.
Do you go there because it's close to home or you go there because it's actually good service?
No, I don't care about that because I just order it and I leave.
Have you had Church's?
No, I haven't had it in a very long time.
Church's, I want to say, is the best of the cheap mainstream fried chicken.
Why is that?
It's always consistent. It's crispier than most. I really like anything to do that's relatively spicy. It's the exact opposite of KFC. Now, if KFC is a sponsor, I would just like to say they're delicious fried chicken, and they don't do anything bad to birds, and I love your ad campaign right now. But if they're not a sponsor, I just want to say, hands down, the worst fried chicken if, in terms of mainstream
How about
chicken.
Just bottom of the list?
No, the worst. You have to say one is the best, one is the worst. If KFC is not
it.
A sponsor, the worst.
I've never had KFC. Just because I have so many other delicious chicken options, why go there? That's my
That's
opinion.
A fair point.
Yeah. And we're back.
Thank you for playing some fun music.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. This is not. I'm assuming this is not the normal 2 a.m. music for WGN Radio.
We got to keep people awake here. So
it's
we
fun
get some
to do
jams
that.
Going.
Right.
If you want to put yourself to sleep, just so you know, if you have today's edition of the Chicago Tribune on page 4 of the sports section, there's a half-page ad for Brown's Chicken. We would just like to say we don't want to forget Brown's Chicken. They're a fantastic establishment, and you should eat fried chicken as much as possible.
Support the economy.
Do we work for the chicken lobby? What is wrong
fried
with us?
Fried chicken lobby. By the way, I'm Esmeralda Leon. That's Brandon Weatherby. We're in for Dave Plyer.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks for taking a day off. And thanks, management, for letting us do this, because this is my first time. I don't know about you.
This is your first time?
Right, yeah. Driving the wheel. Is that how you say
it? Not at all. It is clearly your first time, because that is not a phrase anyone has ever said.
What is it called?
Taking the wheel?
Yeah. Is that what it's...
Not driving the wheel.
No?
English is your first language.
You have
a college degree.
Oddly enough.
We went to a school together.
We did.
You're not an
idiot.
I didn't
pay attention.
You paid attention enough to get the degree and maintain a job for more than a decade out of school.
That's true.
Now you're driving the wheel.
Right? Taking the big wheel or what's the
thing? No, just taking the reins.
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
Sure.
Manning the ship.
Maybe, yeah.
Now
Captain?
You're just bringing in other vehicles that she needs to man and or drive
driving
and or steer.
Driving the scooter?
What scooter? Have you driven a scooter?
Yeah, you can drive a scooter.
Are you
thinking
like a push scooter? Yeah, you could drive
a Vespa.
I understand that. All right, well, now we're just talking about transportation. What's your favorite form of transportation, Esmeralda?
I like trains.
Why are trains so fun?
Because they go places.
I think I've been in every sort of transportation today. I've been on a plane.
Really? A plane, train, and automobile?
I think I was on a bus. Definitely.
You think you were on a bus?
I think I was on a bus. I was bus yesterday, I think.
Oh, I see. It's all mixed.
It's all melding together.
For a second, I was
Friday,
just like, you
Saturday,
just don't
Sunday.
Remember. You don't know what a bus is, so you didn't know?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if I needed to man the ship or steer the train. It was very difficult to understand. No, I think I was on all of them today. It was a long day.
Yeah. You came here.
Yeah.
From Washington, D.C. You live in D.C.
That's a place.
And you came here to host this show.
Yes. And I'm doing a stand-up job. I'm so, so sorry. I'm so, so sorry to everyone working here right
Worth
now.
It.
We're going to have a fun time. The fact that people text and call into radio shows, God bless you people. You're wonderful people.
Yeah.
I would never have.
It also means people are listening.
Do I want to read those texts, though? Because
I don't know. It can get iffy sometimes.
I don't think. Okay, so my day job is I'm a managing editor of an online magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means we read a lot of comments on Facebook. And
oh, so you get them or you read them?
Well, we get them. And I used
okay.
to, in my previous job, I was at Huffington Post, and it was a mandate. You have to interact with your readers. You have to respond to all the comments, right? But the comments aren't read or written by people that are in the majority. They are the minority. Drastically, like 5% of people at most leave
right.
comments.
For the most part, I would think people read it and then go, oh, okay.
So that should not steer the ship.
No.
But these are the people we were forced to, mandated mm-hmm. to
yeah.
deal with. Since that job, I have a fantastic job that I like very much, and I do not read the comments.
I know most. I'm really bad. I like to punish myself.
You
and
read,
I read
your
the
own
comments. I mean, usually, I knock on wood, people have been very nice and have never said anything truly awful.
You're a nice person.
About me.
Have you blocked anyone on Twitter?
No.
Okay.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm Facebook.
But you're
only.
Facebook. And do you have a public profile or private?
It's public.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody
Friend
could say
Facebook.
Horrible things about you and you will see it on your wall.
Right.
And you're okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably get rid of them.
So you will block
I would
them.
Delete it or whatever.
I have completely screwed up my Facebook algorithm where I've just blocked the majority of people.
Wow.
So because of the show that we do, Esmeralda and I also do a show called You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Yes.
We've been doing this for
We're
about
doing it tomorrow
7 years.
At Sunday.
Exactly. We're doing it today.
Tomorrow at Sunday.
Tomorrow at Sunday. You are steering that wheel. I am now friends, big air quotes here, friends with a few thousand people.
Look at you.
It's the same amount of listeners we have. Relax here. I'm not trying to brag here at all. After doing the show for 7 years, we've had almost 1,000 guests. That alone will push you into 1,000 friends on Facebook,
yeah.
right? But I don't actually know the majority of these
course.
People.
Of course, and I think most people.
Okay, right? So if they say anything remotely controversial that I don't agree with, I don't engage. I just block them.
Right. I've done that too where people, I've posted an article and people just start going off, and I'll just delete the comments. I'm like, you know what? This is mine. This is not a public, it's public, but it's mine, so I get to
Understood,
decide.
And that makes a lot of sense, and that's how it should work. But what's wrong with me is I've also completely screwed up my Facebook algorithm because in addition to blocking people,
mm-hmm.
I also decided to like every single thing I was offered to in a 48-hour period.
Wow.
So at one
That's
point,
a lot of likes.
I liked over 2,000 movies. I liked over 2,000 video games. I haven't played a video game in maybe 16 years.
So wait, what's the dumbest thing that you see that pops up that
That's the
a
thing.
Like?
My algorithm, I was given breast pumps when I was a single man for children. I was it literally runs the gamut. I don't have a child. Nor do I have a pregnant partner.
Right.
I cannot use this breast pump, but maybe with this magical liking of everything ever, I now need to buy this breast pump.
But you know what? I think you're in tune with everyone.
That's not how things work. That means you're in tune with no one.
You're in tune with everything. Cuz then if someone's like, "I'm pregnant and I need a breast pump. What should I get?" And you go, "Well, on my Facebook, there's this one that I keep seeing."
No, I just blocked it too. So like my whole everything is completely messed up. I have no idea what anniversaries are, what birthdays are. I just see very odd ads for things I have no interest
in. Well, and your anniversary, it's like thousands of people's birthdays.
Exactly.
Because there'll be like 30 people with a birthday on
mm-hmm.
one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know half of you. Sorry.
No. Do you feel guilty when you don't
no.
say happy
birthday? Nope.
Do you have
No. I only do it to certain people. I'll say happy birthday to them, but I'll put a little extra because I feel like it's such a cop out to just say happy birthday.
Sure. I email people. I think I emailed
you.
Oh,
that's very nice. Yes.
But
or you texted me or something.
Yeah, I try not to
do the
Facebook
thing. It was very polite.
Thing. Well, it's always like one sentence long. Like,
yeah, but still.
I acknowledge your existence. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad we know each other.
Right, but still.
Continue living, please.
It means that you care.
Sure.
Because you took the time rather than just going, happy birthday.
Sure. Why does it have to have that tone? It's over Facebook. Maybe the person was very happy and they had glitter and sparkles ready for you. And they said, happy birthday. But to you, it just sounds like, happy birthday.
Well, yeah, because it's such a form.
Also, what's wrong with a deep baritone voice? What's wrong with a happy birthday? I think it would sound more manly if that's how I wish people joy in their lives. Do you think I drank too much coffee and thought about fried chicken too much and sweating too much
I'll have to give you some to cure your problems.
I don't think I have
fried chicken cures everything.
It's really great.
You're depressed? Have some fried chicken.
Did you ever think about becoming a vegetarian?
Yes. And I've done it before, but then the tacos at my junior high lunch broke me.
Seriously?
Because I was jonesing for some tacos.
Like school-made tacos.
Yeah. No, they were awesome.
They were legitimately...
My junior high food was amazing. I still think about it.
Why? It so good?
It was just good.
Junior high... You still think
you're
an adult woman in your early 30s.
You know what? It's the grilled cheese that did it. The grilled cheese was amazing. It was like it was fried, but it was still soft in the middle. Like, I think they deep fried those suckers.
Okay, so you've been thinking about this sandwich.
Yeah, because I've never had it again.
Junior high.
I've never had it
literally 20 years.
Yeah.
You've been thinking about a junior high
every
sandwich.
Night before I go to bed or in the morning. I think about that grilled cheese and how delicious it was.
I think you're Jay Kane right now, and it hasn't been every day and every night. Just most nights. And
most nights. Because the others are reserved for fried chicken.
Are those the two things you dream about the most?
Yeah, because, well, the White Fence Farm, I don't get it too often.
Yeah.
I don't get to eat it that often. I have to make a trip because it's in the burbs, even the carryouts. It is so delicious.
You guys haven't had my fried chicken yet.
Oh, well, you've never given me any, Roger,
I haven't made any in a long time. I will make some and bring some to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Don't make promises you can't keep, sir.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can keep this one.
I'm going to keep track.
It's one of the easiest, simplest recipes in the world. It's my mother's fried chicken, actually.
Oh.
Yep. Nothing better than mom's fried chicken.
See, my mom never fried chicken. Did your mom fry chicken, Brad?
No.
Well, it's not deep fried. It's baked in the oven.
Yeah, but still.
It's fried, yeah.
It's got a crispy exterior.
Yeah, very crispy.
Oh.
And juicy.
Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sounds like
you'll love it.
You're taking credit for what your mother produced.
Well, I'm doing it now, so I'm carrying on the tradition.
You're carrying the tradition. It's a
progress. I don't know where she got it. She could have gotten it out of a magazine.
There's nothing wrong with periodicals, sir.
No, I know that. Are you kidding? We had a whole basement full of them.
Oh, geez.
Saved every one.
I'm starting to
our house had a small room in the basement. We called it the cold storage room, yet it was not cold.
It was full of periodicals.
It was full of periodicals.
I think there was,
and
that was a
bulbs.
Hoarding issue, Roger.
I think it was.
That's a whole
other. My mother also
problem.
Saved all wrapping paper and ribbons.
Oh, but all moms do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For what, I don't know, because I've never seen my mom reuse wrapping paper.
Seriously, the other day, my wife had a gift that she wanted to wrap. Actually, it was our son had a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to wrap. We're looking all over for paper. And I said to her, I says, you know what? If mom was still here, we'd have a drawer full of paper and ribbons. We wouldn't have this problem.
Because you didn't have any wrapping paper in
the
house.
We had nothing. We didn't even have newspaper.
Well, I would just
see,
like to say.
See, and if your mother was there, she would have a whole room of periodicals and used wrapping paper.
My mother still has all the wrapping papers and tissues,
there
and she does use them.
See?
Oh, okay, because my mom doesn't. Yeah.
Is it worth it? No, in terms of like size and storage, it's absolutely not worth it. But she does use it. She's a woman of her word, for better or worse. So.
There you go.
On that note, let's throw to some commercials. Or not. Okay.
Or not. No, no.
Well, I was just thinking commercialism, merchandising. It's Christmas time in the city.
Oh, I see.
No, it's July 3rd.
You're thinking
much.
Real.
Well, Christmas in July. A lot of sales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's 4th of July sales.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Yeah,
buy
like
a mattress.
It, yeah, that's mattresses. It.
I actually did buy a mattress last July, 4th of July weekend. So,
did you?
I'm an American.
You're patriotic.
Wake up, sheeple. Buy a mattress today.
Sheeple.
Were they even open on 4th of July?
Of
honestly?
Course.
On the holiday? Yeah.
Yeah, the mattress places.
If you're going to have a 4th of July sale, why are you not open on the 4th of July?
Yeah. I don't know, because people want to go eat picnic foods and
I drove
watch
through a northern suburb. And honest
to
goodness,
are you not saying the name because you have some bad thoughts about the suburb?
No, not at all. I'm just saying it's a northern suburb. And within four blocks, there were five of the exact same mattress stores, same name. Within four blocks, five of these stores, all by the same name.
Yeah, I'm wondering, though, like the companies, like, we need to get two more stores. It's going crazy at the other one.
Yeah. Mattresses are not like iPhones. You can't store them all in one place.
So you need, so can't you just have a storage place?
Yes, that's all of them double as storage and showroom places.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
I know it sounds crazy.
It
makes
does.
Sense. Yeah.
I wonder if they go, no, we don't have it, but down the street.
Yes, that's
our
exactly what
store.
They do. Yeah, that's how that works. I'm explaining supply and demand economics about mattress stores on July 3rd. This is exactly what we're supposed to be talking about.
Of course.
I've never even thought of, I just thought, I'm like, why is there so many mattress
also,
stores?
Also, you said northern suburb. That means everyone's driving.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, so they have to be close?
Oh, you got to be driving, yeah.
Exactly. And now if you're in the city, there's one store, and then they will ship it to your place. Where they're probably put
right.
in your
walk
van
over
or your
there.
Truck,
right.
and
yeah.
you drive it home. That's, yeah. that's the difference.
Well, there's now those mattresses that they just come in a box.
Yes, now.
They roll them up in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Listen, I'm a big fan of the Roof Hall podcast, What's the Tea, and they are one of the sponsors. I will not say the name of it because I don't think they sponsor any shows on WGN Radio, so they do not get any free advertisements.
All right, well, on that note, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is not sponsored. It's 2:30. Here's Roger Badish. The real news. And we're back. It's Esmeralda Leon and Brandon Weatherby in for Dave Plyer. I almost didn't talk because I'm busy dancing to the realness.
RuPaul is fantastic.
Yeah.
RuPaul's a national treasure. We should all respect RuPaul specifically on this holiday.
Did you ever watch the show where she would get drag queens to help regular people out?
Yeah, Drag You.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
And she would give them confidence and then talk to them and they'd just start crying.
Yeah, it was great.
I always watch that like, I want RuPaul to fix me.
What specifically would you like Ru to fix?
I don't know. I feel like I would get in front of her and she would just say, and I'd just start crying and go, yeah, I'm going to be the best I can be.
That's it.
Yeah.
Here's the issue with this. You work overnights.
Mm-hmm.
That's really tough to maintain a healthy schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Now, RuPaul.
I eat so much fried chicken.
Exactly. RuPaul goes to bed very, very early, like 8 p.m.
And oh,
then
wow.
wakes up really early, like 2, 3 a.m.
Oh, my. What?
Goes straight to the gym. Why do I know about...
Well, why do you know RuPaul's schedule?
Because I respect the craft. You know, you got to know the ledge. You got to... If you respect this person enough, you have to do as much research as possible. It's no different than an athlete. I respect RuPaul the same way I respect the most prime athletes in their time.
Okay.
This is the same thing.
Yeah.
You're conditioning your body. Now, she conditions her body as well as she possibly can.
Right.
You have a position that makes it incredibly difficult to condition your body the best it possibly can.
Thanks.
The way society is set
Thanks
up...
Thanks a lot.
It's not easy for you... to go to a gym as soon as you're off of work or on the way to work. It's not possible.
I could do it afterwards, but then I think I'd be too pumped up.
Yes, and it would be very difficult to go to sleep.
Right.
And then it throws off your entire schedule.
And I go right to bed
okay.
when I get home.
That's good.
Because I like to have a day.
So you need to decompress when you wake up versus when you go to sleep.
Right.
Okay, which also makes it really difficult. So if you're at Drag U, the first thing RuPaul's going to say is find a daytime shift.
No!
Exactly. And you like your nighttime
shift. Okay,
you like
mom.
The people you work with. She is essentially your mom. We all know
My
that.
Mom does that. She
exactly.
goes, why don't they give you something earlier? I'm like, that's not how this works, Ma.
This was not a ploy to get you to talk about working day versus night. I promise you that. But you like Nick. You like
right.
Patty.
No,
you
I
don't
want to
leave them.
Yeah,
therefore,
yeah. If people are listening now, I'm usually in Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. or Sunday night through Friday morning with Patty Vasquez and Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose them.
Right.
So, RuPaul, you're in a tough position with RuPaul.
Oh, man, RuPaul.
Well.
She would make me cry.
You know she's right. You know Ru's right. You know what you need
she's
to do.
She's the word, like you said. She's very smart.
Now, that's another thing that Facebook throws at me all of the time.
RuPaul?
This is RuPaul things, which I love.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not mad.
So my news feed on my right side, you mm-hmm. know what I'm talking about on the bars? For those
yeah.
that don't use Facebook, it's a website. And then on the right, it says trending. Those are stories catered to your interest. So for
are
me,
they?
Yeah, they're catered to your interest.
Oh, neat.
So for me, it's a lot of RuPaul and drag queens. It's a lot of professional wrestling, and it's a lot of Chicago sports. That's it.
Oh, all right.
So that's the majority of my feed, and then obviously the presidential election.
I get ones that say like, "Look at this funny video of a monkey."
No,
I get those.
No, I don't get
those. Or look
as
at
much.
That cat dancing.
I've got like Alaska's going to be on season two of All Stars.
Yeah, I've never
Patrick
even
Kane
seen
won
that.
The MVP.
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
I saw funny cat videos.
Yeah, they're about the same things. They're of equal importance. Cat videos bring you joy.
They do.
My wife's been getting me into goat videos. That
yeah.
sounds real.
Oh,
weird.
The ones where they yell like people?
They yell like people, and also the ones where they are trained like dogs and or cats.
Oh,
so they could like come on command.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I saw some goats earlier today at the White Friends Farm. They have a petting zoo.
That's so
great. Can you believe that?
Okay, now did you wash your hands?
I didn't pet them.
You
didn't pet them? We just looked at them because it was getting late.
Did you want to pet them? If time permitted.
They kind of freak me out. Goats kind of freak me out because they eat stuff that's not food, right?
Like cans?
Yeah, they eat cans and they
that makes me
bite your hand.
Everything will bite your hand. What's an animal that you've always wanted to like be in the presence of, mm-hmm. but not in a zoo setting?
Oh my god!
Does that make sense?
No, I don't want to be in the presence of any of them. Not in a
Let's
zoo setting.
Let's say you're not going to get hurt. Let's say that there's a mystical guarantee that you will be safe.
Mm.
What's the animal that you want to kind of meet?
I think a panda.
Why a panda?
Or a koala?
So you like cuddly, cute?
Yeah,
bears.
I want something cute that I can like. The panda would be sitting there, and it would open its arms to me.
Mm.
And I'd go, hey, panda. And then I'd, like, get into its, like its shoulder and then just take a nap.
But the panda's smaller than you in this situation?
No, they're
or bigger?
Huge.
You want a huge panda.
They're usually huge.
They can be,
yeah.
Yes.
I'd get one of those.
I'm going grizzly bear.
See, that's still a cuddly animal.
Yeah, but I like the fierceness of it. We're getting real weird.
So what would happen was you're going to meet it and then you can take lessons from it?
Not so much take lessons for it, just like have a handshake agreement. Like the same way I kind of want to be friends with certain football players. But like in reality, it's like, I know this is a real bad idea.
Right.
Like,
well, yeah, because you really shouldn't meet your idols.
No. No, you don't. Well, actually.
For the most part.
That's a fun one.
Other than RuPaul.
You've met a lot of your idols by doing this job and other jobs.
Yeah.
Who has been not disappointing? Let's stay positive here.
James Van Osdell.
You can't be someone that you're like,
but
essentially.
He was my idol.
Yes, but you're like Facebook friends with him now.
I know, but that's because of the wacky
and
world
he works
of radio.
Here sometimes.
I know.
So like that's not.
And I still, but when I see him, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's James Van Osdell.
He's just
that.
A regular guy.
I
though.
Know, but I still think he's, I used to listen to him
oh,
when I was younger.
Oh, I
to the radio. So he's
you,
kind
you
of
know
he's
who,
like a radio.
You know who didn't let me down when I met him?
Who?
President Barack Obama. That's my example.
Oh, yeah. Tell that. Just tell that story real quick.
Okay. So we were covering, we being Esmeralda and I, were covering the 2004 election for DePaul University for college radio station. And my then girlfriend, now wife, was covering it for the DePaulia, which is the newspaper. So we got to go cover a campaign event at a thing. It was a Barack the House Party event.
Ooh, really I even cool. love that name.
They had house parties yeah. all over the city. So we did one in Lawndale and... for those listening that don't know what Lawndale is, the predominantly African-American neighborhood. It's not the nicest of neighborhoods in terms mm-hmm. of crime statistics, and definitely in terms of gang violence and shootings right now. It's real, real sad and depressing. Anyways, we're at the Barack the House Party, and potential Senator Barack Obama
at the time
says, hey, how'd you guys get here? We said, oh, we took the L. And then we walked a handful of blocks, and he goes, that's not good. And so he kicked out his staff and drove us to the L, which was very nice.
Wait, how did the staff get home?
They said, walk to the train. We'll wait for you there. And that's what they did. And
wait for the staff? I like how he's like,
he kicked out his staff members and said, you guys could walk. You're fine. You're safe. But
okay.
But these three college kids, maybe they don't know better. Maybe they shouldn't be walking around Lawndale.
Oh, I see.
By the way, this is not a judgment on Lawndale whatsoever. Just repeating what happened. So the future president and the future wife and I are all talking, and he asked the question, why is Bernie Mac signing baseballs? Now, this is the fall of 2004. Bernie Mac was signing baseballs because he was promoting a movie called Mr. 3000,
mm-hmm.
where he was going to become the hits leader. That's why Bernie Mac was signing baseballs. So I did what I did in every single time I could, which is explain pop culture.
Wait, was Bernie Mac there? Or
no,
what was
he was just signing baseballs, and he gave one. To Senator, future Senator Barack Obama,
oh, like
and it was just on his
point.
Dashboard. And he's
oh,
like,
I see.
Does anybody know why Bernie Mac gave me a signed baseball? And that's when stupid old me in the back seat there said, I know why, Mr. Future President. He's signing a baseball because of blah, blah, blah.
Wait, but I like that he kept it. Anyway, he had no clue.
He had no idea.
He's like, I don't know. Bernie Mac signed this. I'm keeping it, though.
If your friend gives you a signed baseball, you're either going to be like, are you okay? Or like, well, my friend is now a millionaire because he's doing the thing he loves. I'm sure he's still fine. His name is Bernie Mac, the late, great Bernie Mac.
Oh, that's right.
It's so sad. He was great.
Yeah.
I have nothing
Barack
bad to
Obama,
say.
President Barack Obama is the coolest.
That did not let me down in any single way.
Yeah. I like those videos where he puts sunglasses on.
He's a pretty cool guy. I got to see him at the White House when the Chicago Blackhawks were there.
And then you went, hey, Barack.
I said, hey, Barack Hussein Obama.
Remember when the baseball?
When people thought your middle name was going to be a big deal, and now we're going to talk about how Trump is not a neo-Nazi supporter at July 3rd with Hillary Clinton. Is that what we're not going to talk about? It's so great.
Yeah.
By the way, don't care if you like Trump or not. Good for you. Do whatever you want. I don't care. I have a friend who wears a man bun. You think I want you to have a man bun? No, but we could be friends.
You have a man bun friend?
I have a friend. We're good friends. I like him a lot. He was at my wedding.
Did he have a man bun?
No, not at the time. But I'm just saying, like, you could be friends with anybody. We're cool. Everyone's cool.
Man buns, no man buns.
Yeah. Call Trump Hillary supporter. Clinton a Nazi or not. I don't know. Everyone's a Nazi. No one's a Nazi. All I'm saying is Twitter's crazy, guys.
Yeah. Good
so
job.
That segment was supposed to be about something else completely,
yeah,
and I
that's
apologize
okay.
for that.
That's why it's the middle of the night, or morning.
Yeah, it's great.
Beginning of the day.
Yeah, so Barack Obama did not let me down in any single way in terms
nice.
Of meeting him. And yours is James Van Osdell.
Trying to
what
think
a great example.
Else. Sorry.
Don't apologize to
Norm
me.
Norm MacDonald was not a letdown.
That's
I met
nice.
Norm. He, I was on a morning show assistant producing it, and I was bringing him into the studio.
I'm going to ask a question that you probably don't want to answer.
What?
Are you not saying the name of that morning
no,
show?
No, it's fine, Brandmeier.
Okay.
The Brandmeier morning
just
show.
Just asking a question.
So when I worked, and I was bringing Norm MacDonald in, and he sticks his hand out and goes, hi, I'm Norm, to shake my hand. I was just like, hey, you're Norm MacDonald. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yes, you are.
That's, I think.
It was just very, I was like, wow, you are a big deal to me, but you were still like, hey. Hi,
I think
I'm Norm.
The moral of that story is you have very low standards for people that have some sort of acclaim. They just have to be a human being to you, and you're like, pretty great guy.
Yeah.
That's it?
No, I mean, that's all you need. Just be a human being.
Do you want to talk about the worst?
I'm trying to. I haven't really had one that's the worst.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
No one's snubbed me or yelled at me. And then, too, I'm pretty, like, low-key with. Oh, thank you. I'm very low-key with celebrities. Like, I don't freak out in front of them.
I've never seen you in the presence of someone that's well-known, like, try to go up to them.
Yeah, no, I get freaked out. Oh, remember the one time
no.
I had to, we were trying to get Michael Shannon on our talk show?
Yes. And famed actor, murdered by Superman in Superman.
You made me go up to him.
Yeah.
And get his information. It was great.
Because you're nicer than me.
Yeah,
but
it was frightening.
You're much more approachable than me.
It was very scary, and I didn't know what to do.
For the listener at home, he did not do the show.
Yeah, he
so
didn't.
It did not work out in any
no,
way.
No, he did not.
He's still a critically acclaimed actor.
Yeah, no, he's great. No, I'm okay
you
with it.
You still respect
it.
Him, even
yeah.
though he did not help us out in
I'm not
any
mad
way?
About it.
I'm sort of mad about it.
Well, on that note.
No. On a more positive note.
Yeah. Okay, should we do you break? I still don't know how to do that. To a break! I'm Esmeralda Leon, and Brandon Weatherby here in for Dave Plyer. This sounds like we should be doing some sort of happy, fun time Japanese show.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Do you want to go to Japan?
Kind of. It scares me, though.
Why does it scare you?
Because I don't know the language.
That is a scary thing.
So, I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere and you can't read anything? That frightens me a little bit.
Well, there is the app now where if you hold up the phone, it will translate it for you. It'll translate
oh.
the text. So that's a thing. So that makes it a little
okay.
less weird.
It's incredible.
Have you used it overseas?
Yes. My family and I, when we used it in Spain, I mean, they came to visit me. I was there. And it's just incredible that you can literally hold it up to a sign and it translates the whole thing for you, speaks it out to you, whoever you need it translated to. And you're good to go.
Where in Spain were you?
I was in Granada. I was studying abroad there for the semester.
Did you bring this up just so you could brag that you got to spend a few months
Absolutely.
In Granada?
Do you good now, you. If you ever say anything in Spanish, do you do the TH?
Unfortunately, yeah.
From España.
In Barcelona, yeah.
So I feel like in Granada, it might be a little bit even more difficult to use than, say, Tokyo, considering how many people in Tokyo have great phones versus in Granada, where it's not as... There's not as many people use just iPhones or whatever you were using. What phone were you using?
My dad was using like the Microsoft Windows phone.
Do they even make those anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they do. Like they don't make the Google phone anymore.
He's got
right.
a relic.
Yeah. Okay, and what kind of phone were you using?
I have an iPhone.
Okay, so how many iPhones did you see? Were they everywhere?
No.
Exactly.
No, they use fancy ones.
Exactly,
they?
So you're already an ugly American using an iPhone. Hey, guys, look at this. I don't need to learn your language. The little magic box does it. But in Tokyo, it's just like, oh, I'm just another person using a phone, which is everyone around
me. That's true. Everyone uses phones.
Yeah. I don't even feel comfortable using my phone on trains.
Really? Why?
Because I think I was going to forget it, which is stupid.
Why would you?
I know. I'm literally holding it, and I'm literally listening to things, and I think I'm going to forget it.
I listened to music because then that means if I stop listening, that means someone has taken my phone.
Sure. I think would also be...
it's also attached.
Is that because you're usually going home at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, well, just on the train in general.
Yeah. And I'm not so much worried about theft as just being that guy that's just...
That leaves your phone. I'm just amazed
that's
you would
either
leave, your
leave
phone.
My phone or just be completely oblivious to my surroundings. I don't want to be
leave
that
your
person.
Phone.
Yeah.
All right.
I know, it sounds so dumb.
Okay.
But anyways, if that's your one reason not to go to Japan or Tokyo...
it's not going
to
stop me. I mean, it's very expensive.
Yeah. Do you have any desire to learn the language?
Not Japanese. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to learn Japanese, mm-hmm. but it's not happening anytime soon. I tried to learn Chinese in college. That did not go well.
So much more difficult.
Yeah,
though.
It was. Because I was like, I'm going to try to be in touch with my roots.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
How much are your roots? 25%?
Yeah. It's like a quarter.
That's a lot of
I think
roots.
I learned like a quarter of the language.
So then you learned in theory 100% if you break it down, because you're very fluent in Spanish.
Yeah.
So that's 75%.
Yeah, I only know how to say hello. Hello, how are you?
Please say that.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Ni hao ma. That's how are you.
Ni. Oh, boy.
Because the ma's. Neo. Ma means like questions.
Neo, mom.
What?
Nothing. Neo. The hip-hop artist Neo. It's pretty light. Anyways.
well, at least in Spanish, you know, it's English lettering, so it's easy
right.
like for me to get used to. But for those other languages, it's the characterization system yeah. is
well
what?
That too.
It's
that's what
animal.
Freaks me. It not freaks me out, but it's like, oh, I don't know. I can't
you
even
figure
trick it
your
out.
Brain in two different ways rather than one different way, right?
Well, yeah, because it's like I couldn't decipher that for the life of me because they're characters,
so,
not even letters.
I don't think I've ever said this into a microphone before. I was worried going into freshman year Spanish because I thought I was going to have to learn different numbers. For Spanish.
You're safe.
What? Like
yeah.
you thought they were using what? Like 5, 5, 9, 8?
No, only
rather than 1, 2, 3.
Only after being there for 10 minutes did I realize, oh, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it's just
but initially
the
I was like,
thing.
I have to learn I know I'm gonna not have to learn a new alphabet, I get that, but what if I have to learn new numbers? That's
you
not...
kind of actually have to learn some new letters in the alphabet.
Sure, sure.
Because there's LL.
I understand
the N
that.
With the thingy on top.
You should know that one.
Tilde, I think it
yep,
is.
Yep, Tilde.
It's a Tilde.
Yeah, listen to the white guy that went to study abroad.
I can only speak it, and then with that, I can't really speak Spanish. Like, say,
when
for the
news.
When was
the last time you were in Mexico?
Oh, man.
It's been a while. College,
3 years?
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, so 3 years. Were you able to read everything you needed to
yeah.
read?
Yeah. No, I can read. I
so
can read fine. I just can't
about?
Write very well.
How often do you need to write in Spanish?
I mean, not too often, but still, it would be nice to know where the accents go.
Yeah. this is something I learned in the last month. If you hold the letter down on the computers, the accent option will come up.
I love that we're just now learning this.
Did you not know that?
No. Nope.
I would always...
I actually know. I don't know how that works.
So whenever I'd write out Motorhead or Bjork... I would Google it and then copy and paste it.
Right.
Rather than just hold down the
Do
O.
Do you now just add
the
umlauts?
Now I get it every single time.
Do you add them on everything?
Yeah. So
everything sounds so fancy.
Jose Andreas,
umlauts.
Right? You know who Jose Andreas is? He's a fantastic chef.
The chef, yeah.
Exactly. He's had PBS shows. He does a lot of humanitarian work.
He's from Spain,
He's from Spain, exactly. I write about him a lot for some reason because I'm in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
He's got two different ways. Jose and the E and Andreas. I use it all the time now. I'm always correct, and I feel so proud of myself that I don't need to Google his name anymore.
Look at you.
I'm 33 years old, and I have a college degree.
You
and
know
I get
how
paid to
use
my
accent.
Mind, and I just learned how to do that, where you could all figure things out.
Good job.
It's not a good job.
Yeah.
You're pandering to me, and you're right in every single way.
I don't know
way.
How to use half the buttons on the keyboard.
He's pacing himself.
Thank you so much.
This is how far he's gotten at this age.
Did you know about that?
The holding the key down?
Yes.
No, because I don't need to use it.
I just
Why would you not need
to use it? See, my brain only holds as much information as I actually need to use at a given time.
I mean, I just learned how to print the screen.
Well, it's a good one.
Like screenshots
Sorry.
And stuff.
I learned how to. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
But that you needed to do that, didn't you?
Or I did
you
just learn? Look it up.
Okay, but
I
did you actually?
When I learned how to do screenshots.
Yeah,
30
at the
years
bar,
old.
Local bar, he does screenshots.
Yeah,
Yeah, like I don't know what the page up and down and home. Like, what is that? I don't know what they. What are they for?
Well, it's to send the cursor for home or end. It sends the cursor either to the beginning of the line for
home
or the
end of the line. Listen, man, we grew up with mice. We don't need all these commands, man.
You just point and click.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what the Fs are for. What are all those F7s and 8s and 9s?
Those are to make your computer do certain things. They're commands. Like if you have your computer hooked up to a projector and you wanted to send the signal to the projector to project on a screen, you would F and then I think it's 6.
By the way, intro to computers.
Exciting stuff
here
at 2:55 a.m.
720 WGN.
or don't listen to any of that and just use your iPhone. Who cares? We don't need to learn it. It's not going to be a command.
True. Just go, hey, Siri, write that accent on top of that word.
Yeah, all those teachers that said, hey, you're not holding your pencil the right way. No, it was the right way. You were wrong. Things change. Evolve, baby.
Speaking of... I know in schools they don't teach cursive anymore, right?
I was just about to say, when's the last time you used cursive?
Oh, man.
Besides signing your name?
No,
right.
I don't even.
That's all I know. I can't even read it.
No, that looks like a doctor's signature.
Family sends me letters in cursive, and I have no prayer anymore. I can write my name in cursive. That's it.
It's so nice that your family sends you letters. Yeah, I think you're burying the lead, buddy.
That is really nice.
That's
and
so
handwritten
nice.
Letters.
Yeah. What do they send you letters about?
What?
It was just usual like birthday stuff, but there's like one aunt I have that lives out of state and still does the good old cursive letters.
Somebody writes me letters.
I'll write you a letter, and I'll do it in Spanish with extra tildes.
And then I'll read it with the th accent.
The
th. The th.
I try to send letters. I don't do it nearly enough.
I have never.
I went on a postcard kick a few years ago. That's fun. I'm gonna get back into that.
Going to the post office is such a hassle.
Wait, why do you need to go to the post office to?
Because you need stamps.
You can go to the grocery
stamps.
Store.
No, but you can't just get one stamp.
Then use all
of
them.
You got to get the packet.
Yeah, exactly.
That way you only make one trip for life. You'll eventually, within a year or two or three or four, you might use them all up.
Nope. I've sent one letter this entire year.
Wow. Do you send Christmas cards?
No.
Why not?
I forget.
Oh.
Don't want to do it.
Because I don't have any stamps.
You forget. Jeez.
Yeah, no, that's seriously. I'm really bad at sending stuff. God. For my graduation, my college graduation, I sent no thank yous. I still have the box of thank yous.
We didn't send any thank yous for our wedding.
Good job.
And that involved gifts. And sorry about that. I apologize.
You just put on Facebook, hey, thanks everybody.
I've written to almost everyone that came to the wedding and sent like just postcards, be like, I probably didn't send you a thank you. I take that back. I know for sure I didn't send you a thank you.
See, but that's
you.
Nice.
I'm so sorry.
See, but you made the effort at one point.
Kind of, not really. It doesn't really count.
All right.
Like 2 years after
I
the
would
fact,
count.
Three
I mean,
years after the fact.
Who am I to say? I don't even send my graduation thank yous.
That's different, though. It's like you're an 18-year-old kid. You're a 22-year-old kid.
But I bought them.
God,
so
there's
now
no
I have,
hope for the world
I have
anymore.
Two boxes of
no,
thank yous.
No, I think there's still hope. It's the 7-year-old running for president that's calling the other one a Nazi. So I think we're fine here. I think the 30-year-olds are fine. Everybody else should worry, okay? We're good. Did I get anybody in trouble? If that got anybody in trouble, I apologize. Once again, I don't care what you believe.
If anyone's going to get in trouble.
If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, you're a Libertarian, that's all cool. I want everyone to have a good time. We should all just mail each other postcards. No one's fighting. We're just doing screenshots outside.
There
we're
going
to have a good, fun 4th of July.
Could you imagine? We should start a campaign to write letters.
Oh, yeah, that would actually help.
How nice would that be?
That would 100% help.
We
are not the two to mobilize that effort if neither of us are willing to maintain correspondence.
Go to the post office.
No.
Then they have weird hours.
No, they don't. They have normal hours. You have weird hours.
That is true.
I know.
Actually, yes.
That's why I
said
it into a microphone.
There needs to be a 5 a.m. post office so I can go directly after work.
You still don't need to go to the post office ever.
If you buy a book of stamps at the grocery store, then you have a mailbox at least within the two blocks.
Yes,
you
do.
Within 2 blocks of where you live, there's a frickin' mailbox that you can put the letter in at any time.
I don't think I have
or
a
night,
mailbox.
Within
I'm
two
just
blocks of
your
house. Here's another thing. You can leave the letter on your mailbox
you.
And the post office delivery person will take it.
Oh, I don't know if they will, though.
No, that's the law. That's how that works.
They have to.
That's what those... Okay,
oh,
yes.
All right.
Well... We shouldn't say they have to. They could be really bad at their job. They're supposed
and just leave
to.
Leave it there.
They're supposed to.
They're right. supposed to, right, yeah.
So if you're done berating me, y'all.
I am not berating you. We have different opinions.
We're trying to encourage you in a very strong manner.
I am encouraging
well, thank you so
no
much.
One to do anything. Do whatever you want.
All right, well, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It's 3 o'clock, and here's Roger Badish. Hey, we're back. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Brandon Weatherby here with me, in for Dave Plyer. Every bump, I want to get up and dance.
Yeah.
Almost do like a church hallelujah to all. They're so motivating.
Yeah, they're fun.
Is that just me?
They're flirty.
They're fun. Yeah, that's what I think of when I think church hands.
Now, I don't
flirty.
Know if you have what you're looking at in front of your screen, but mm-hmm. I'm looking at the chat and I'm looking at Facebook, and I want to say thank you to everyone that said very nice things about Esmeralda. That's completely sincere. That's completely sincere. If you want to text, feel free. It's 312-981-7200. That's also a phone number, but we're not taking calls because that's never a good idea. So just text. Just
good
text.
Job.
Just
yep.
text.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
It's, ouch.
I've listened to the radio once. I know how it works.
Okay.
Just once.
Just text.
Before
just,
the show.
Let's keep the text up. Let's just keep it nice and safe and friendly in the text. Thank you for all the notes. We definitely... I like the people that are like, I buy my forever stamps at Jewel. They last forever. Forever's in the title. You're right. I agree.
No, but I'll
thank
lose
you.
Them.
That's a fair point as well. I appreciate it. But here's my absolute favorite is all the people that said so much, so great things, so many great things about you. But the ones that all have a qualifier, so far, so good. Like, it's going to go horribly awry and they will never like you again.
No. Oh, my gosh.
They're just
could
like,
you, imagine?
You
I just
proved
get
yourself
messages.
For an hour. Let's
oh,
see how the rest
love
goes.
Love Esmeralda. Come on now.
Like,
they
you
love
don't
her.
Need to add the qualifier, guys. She's great. Don't worry
oh,
about it.
Thanks, guys.
That's not what RuPaul says. RuPaul says, you got it. There's no qualifiers. Just, yeah. You're great.
You're great too, Brandon.
I don't need that. I'm a straight white man in America. Everything's been great for me. Don't worry about it. You don't need to elevate my confidence. Everything has been made for me. Do you
you're
not know
at,
that?
You're at 100.
You've met my mom
I'm
as well.
Climbing.
You know,
yeah, I have.
Yeah, I'm set. Don't worry. Everything, I'm great. I've gone to a therapist.
Oh,
I have a job. Good. Everything's
oh, you
wonderful.
Have a, okay.
Yeah.
Your life is great.
Yeah. I worked really hard for it, but that being said, everything's been easier for me because I'm a straight white man in America from Chicago. Come on. This is great.
So Taste of Chicago, Brandon.
Yay.
Where everyone's dreams will come true. It is happening starting July 6th. So
are you glad that it's no longer
around 4th of July?
And as long? Because it used to be like 2 weeks.
You know, I don't mind that it's long. Because
yeah.
that just gives me more chance to go.
So did you like to go every year?
I did, but I never got the chance because crowds are the worst.
Okay, now...
And I never really had a chance to go, like, middle of the day.
Yeah.
Which, if anyone, you should go in the middle of the day. Because it's quiet. Mm-hmm. There's not that many people. You can get to all your things.
Absolutely. Now, did you ever have a plan of action when you went to the Taste?
No. And you, actually, we went 1 year.
Yes.
And you hipped me to the plan.
Well, there's a few ways to do it. Usually when you're going with a tourist. You're going with someone visiting from out of town.
Right.
And they want to hit all the staples. They want your big turkey leg. They want your deep dish pizza.
They want those potato chips.
Exactly. Why? And if you live in Chicago, that seems like a waste of time. Because it is. Because you could get the turkey leg's never good. It's just a fun, giant turkey leg.
Right.
And if you want it, you should get it. There's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely no wrong way to do this. It's
yeah.
just that if you've been to this thing once, you're going to have the same turkey leg over and over
again. It's an okay turkey.
It's fine. But literally all of the fried chicken we talked about last hour is better than the turkey leg you're going to get.
You can even get, and so what you do and what I do now
exactly.
is I'll get the tastes.
Get the tastes. That's what it's about. It's
and not filling.
Exactly. So this is the most Chicago conversation I maybe have ever had. And I love it. Only get food you've never had.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Don't get the Giordano's.
Giordano's is great.
Yeah, you can go down the street and get that.
It's going to be even better at Giordano's.
Yeah.
The food at the Taste is fine. It's always the worst possible version, though, of that food.
Yeah, because a lot of it, you can't, it's
you have
not
to think
travel.
About the preparation and the kitchen situation. That's not how things are made. No chef is ever like, oh, I really hope I get to cook on a real small burner in a giant crowd with zero control.
An 80-degree heat.
No one wants that. No chef wants that. No cook wants that. No server wants that. So the whole point is to try stuff you've never had before.
Yeah.
It's called Taste of Chicago.
Exactly.
Not a fair representation of what you should have in Chicago.
Yeah. And
taste
this year,
everything.
Well, they had this last year, too, but they have food trucks now.
What?
Yeah, they have food trucks.
That's different. Now
Isn't
I'm interested.
That neat?
There might be a new approach to that. Now, do you know if the food trucks have a tasting-sized portion?
I don't know.
That would change everything. Literally change everything.
Oh, wait. I don't know. I'm looking at the list here of Ann TV's... Beaver's Coffee and Donuts, De Lobster is going to be there, the food truck.
Yeah, I got it.
I like that you looked at me like, what are you, yeah, am I supposed to laugh?
Yeah, it's not, I don't like food puns. Okay, just stop it.
That's not a food pun.
It's actually not. I apologize completely.
That's just how you, how like Bostonians say it, right?
Kind of, yeah. English major. And I said that. Horrible. I feel very, very dumb right now, and I like to publicly apologize.
Oh, no, they do have taste portions. Some of them. No, they do. They all have taste portions.
Get the taste portions.
So, yeah, get the taste portions.
Also, don't share the turkey leg. It's disgusting for one person.
It's really it's just covered in barbecue sauce.
I love it.
It's not very flavorful, though.
But I love it. It's the experience of eating something. You know it's not
very
good.
It is huge.
But it's fun.
I recommend you wave it in the air
before you
eat it.
If you don't wave the turkey leg, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Like, what's the point?
There's a diagram on the...
Just go get a normal meal. You got a giant turkey leg.
You
got to
wave
it
in the air and
yell. Embrace the situation. That being said, embrace the situation. You know you're going with hordes of people.
Exactly.
Don't go with anything like, oh, I need to get this. No, you don't. If you want a rainbow cone, go to the home of the rainbow cone. Don't go to the Taste of Chicago to get a rainbow cone.
You can go in a Navy Pier now.
Can you?
Yeah, they have a new place. Navy Pier is popping.
Is it?
By the way.
Is it? Or are you just saying that because they're very nice people?
No, it's there. They have a bunch of stuff now.
Is it
it's
really good?
Crazy.
Now? Okay.
Like rainbow cones in there. I forget what else.
So you've named one thing.
Yeah, well.
There's the Children's Museum, rainbow cone,
look.
And a giant
Children's
McDonald's.
Museum. Oh, the new
WGN
Ferris
competitor
wheel.
WBEZ is also there. Like, what are you.
They're different.
I like when they have the ice rink
news.
Thing stuff going on. Yeah.
No, they have the new Ferris
this
wheel.
This is the exact opposite. It's time to talk about ice skating rinks indoors at Navy Pier.
No, that would be nice because it's cooling.
Yeah. Come on, Navy Pier. That would be great. I'm full of ideas.
By the way, also at Taste of Chicago, what I love is the music.
Yeah, this year is actually good. Like, really good.
I am going to go see the Isley Brothers because that's going to be amazing.
Do you know who just got announced? Why don't you just read the whole lineup? It's only like a few nights now. It used to be like 2 weeks.
Right, so Wednesday is The Roots.
With?
Donnie Trumpet?
Yeah, that's
Who's
Chance
that?
The Rapper.
Oh, he just named himself something
Donnie
different?
Trumpet. So Donnie Trumpet's record that was released via iTunes last year, Chance, it's like a Chance the Record.
Oh,
rapper,
I don't know these
essentially,
things.
Chance's other, like band.
You're cooler than me.
We're different people. So The Roots and Chance, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be, and that's the first night,
yes.
Wednesday.
Who's the next night?
Thursday is Congos.
Oh,
L King and Transviolet. They're all like they're sponsored by the other our other radio station competitors, WKQX.
I don't think you're competing. I think
101.
You're fine.
So there's that one. Friday is the Decemberists and Shaky Graves. Saturday, Billy Idol. I want to go see his old carcass running back and forth on the stage.
You're
going
to want to take that back because his old carcass looks mighty fine, and
is
I'm
it?
Not Jake Haynes. So Billy Idol did the national anthem and a bunch of other songs. He did like a mini concert before the Washington Capitals Chicago Blackhawks Winter Classic.
And he still got it?
He looked amazing. I saw him about 9 months later last year at Riot Fest.
Mm-hmm.
He was great.
Well then, Billy Idol,
he was fantastic. Like, for a 50-something, no. Just he was great.
Yeah. If Billy Idol's listening, sorry, Billy.
Billy is fantastic, and it's a family-friendly Billy Idol show. And then who was the last night?
Isley Brothers.
That's great.
Oh, and Sheila E.
That's a legit. You know, there's going to be a great Prince tribute.
Oh yeah, there is. No, and the Isley Brothers do that one song, "Summer Breeze."
Yeah.
Oh God, that's so good.
It's gonna be. Wow, that's so weird.
That is a jam.
If you have this week's, this Sunday's edition of Chicago Tribune, you're definitely going to want to check out the front page of the A&E section, the Arts Entertainment section. Greg Kot wrote about the Replacements breakup 25 years ago at Taste of Chicago. So that should be a very, very interesting story. Is it 25 years? Has it really been that long?
Yeah, right? Unless he's lying.
That seems wrong. Is it really 25 years?
Oh, okay. Well, I like that we silently do things.
Yeah. That's just...
Behind the scenes. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Hey, we're back, everybody. I'm Esmeralda Leon, Brandon Weatherby, in for Dave Plyer. Seriously, every time, my shoulders do a little back and forth pop and lock thing.
Do you listen to the lyrics of music?
Not really. I try not to. Of the musics?
You know what Hey Ya is about.
Relationships?
And what happens in that hypothetical relationship in the song
Hey Ya?
Break
up.
Okay, great, right?
Yeah.
I've heard that at multiple weddings.
Because it's just dancing. Just don't listen to the words.
But the words...
No one's going to sit down and like listen to the Hey Ya lyrics while they're at a wedding.
Maybe.
Like, we just want to dance.
No, but does...
It's called life.
I can't be wrong. Like, they're literally saying in the song, this doesn't work out.
Right. Well, no, there's like the people who do the police song, Every Breath You Take, which is about stalking.
Okay, and I get that, and that could be Rhett, but you could read that as a different thing.
No, it's about stalking.
It is about that, but that's not in the lyrics.
No, it is. I mean.
No, it's not. It's not in the lyrics. I'm going to look up the lyrics for Every Breath You Take, but I promise you, in the lyrics of Hey Ya, Mom and Dad, we couldn't stick together.
Right. That's fine.
That's not fine.
Things didn't work out.
Exactly. Okay. That's not what you want at the wedding.
But that wedding will. That marriage.
No. But this is not a judgment on the people that are getting married. And if you've used that in your wedding, good for you. Not for me. I can't do that. And maybe that's...
Did you have a no Hey Ya policy
at
your wedding?
For our wedding, we knew every single song that was going to be played.
Right. Yeah, I think for the most part, people are doing that now.
But because we really, really, really cared.
Aww.
And we also had stuff that which is like not really subversive, but just like we know this is inappropriate, so we're going to use alternate versions of it.
Oh, okay. Like what?
So the wife's processional and recessionals were two Ronette songs, mm-hmm. but we went with instrumentals.
Oh, okay.
Because the marriage of Phil Spector and Ronnie Spector did not end well.
Because you're listening to the words?
Yes. Well, the words are fine. But we know the story behind them, so we're like, mm-hmm. this is already screwed up. He's a crazy abusive man.
Right. So just have the instrumental Hey Ya.
No.
No. Just no Hey Ya.
Because
at all.
No, the songs that we chose, like in the songs themselves, everything works out okay. It's the backstory. Unlike in Hey Ya, where the backstory is fine. There's nothing wrong with the backstory of Hey Ya. The backstory mm-hmm. of Hey Ya is Andre 3000 worked really hard on this song, the end. Like there's no He got divorced while making the song. But the song itself is about something not working out.
I'm fine.
I understand that. So if you got married, uh-huh. you'd be okay with that at your wedding. Is there any one song
down over there.
That you'd be like, I cannot hear this at the wedding?
Those usual songs like Chicken Dance and I don't want that. No, thank you.
See, now I used to have that same thought.
I don't need the cha-cha slide.
Until it's not for you, it's not for me. But it's for a lot of other people that are maybe of a certain age.
Yeah, well, it's my day.
Be it old or young, and they like doing that. You know who likes cha-cha slides?
Hmm.
8-year-olds.
They do.
You know who likes cha-cha slides?
Drunk 80-year-olds. Drunk uncle.
And kids. And you know what? That song brings them together. That's a fun time for everybody.
True.
And it hurts
dance.
No one.
It tells you what to do.
Come on.
Come on.
To the left now.
It could be a lot worse.
Now, y'all.
It tells you what to do.
And so now cha-cha.
Yeah. And
now cha-cha.
Once again, if that's on your thing, that's for you. It's not for me. We could all have different things. That's it. We got different things. I think I had Mr. Rogers played at my wedding. That's not for everybody.
The theme?
My wife's first song like with her dad was a dying Cubs fan's last request. Or was going to be that.
Oh, wow.
Like, we wanted that song at the wedding. That's a messed up song to have. We reported Blackhawk scores at the wedding. That might be the most Chicago thing I've ever said into a microphone.
Well, and you were in D.C.
We were in D.C. and we're reporting Chicago Blackhawks playoff game scores.
No, good. I mean, I think people needed that. So Blackhawks.
Pretty good. Like, so that's that's what was important to us.
I mean, that is important.
So, yeah, in the lyrics for Every Breath You Take by the Police, it's never I am literally stalking you.
No, it's just implied stalking.
It's implied stalking.
Okay.
That's what the song is about, but you could read into it differently if you
choose.
Unlike the song Hey Ya.
Which is straight into the point.
Yes. Come on.
Talking to the mic, Brandon. We're not just in someone's home yelling at each other.
How we kind of are. It's pretty great. We're in the home of WGN.
We're guests in the WGN home.
God, what a great song. Thanks for playing Hey Ya. What a great
song.
That
was good.
I wonder if Andre 3000 will ever release a full-length album.
What does he do now?
He acts. He does some guest stuff on other stuff. He's still in demand. He's still great whenever he shows up. It's just he's great. That's not moving the conversation forward whatsoever.
Well, you are right about Hey Ya. I mean, that one of the last lyrics in there, are we still in denial when we know we're not happy here?
Oh, no.
That's a good one for the wedding.
Yeah, come on.
It's lessons to learn.
What's the lesson?
I don't know.
If that was your wedding, good for you. Nothing against you. I'm not trying to sully your wedding in any way.
Just dance, everybody.
There's some danger with that. We need to listen to the words that we use. Words are powerful.
All right, then. Yeah.
I think that was about Taste
Very
of Chicago.
Positive. Is
that what we're doing? Are you going to go this year?
I want to, yeah. No, I'm definitely going to go see the Isley Brothers. And I actually might go the Wednesday.
You should go the Wednesday.
I'll go to the Wednesday.
Have you ever seen The Roots?
No.
The Roots are maybe the best band to see that are really well known. And if you don't know what any of their songs are, it's perfectly fine. And you will enjoy it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's exact opposite of like certain punk bands. Where certain punk bands and certain metal shows, you want to go and know every single song and yell and scream along. The Roots are the opposite. You're going to have a great time.
I mean, for most of these, I don't know very many Isley Brothers songs.
What?
I mean, I don't know that many. I probably do. I just don't know the name of them.
No, you probably don't.
I just go, oh, that song.
They'll play some medleys.
That's them?
You'll know all of it. They're
I just know Summer Breeze.
They have a lot of great stuff.
There's another one. Yeah. Another good thing is the Millennium Park. I don't think you've ever been here for those. The concert series they do.
Yeah, you go
every
all
Monday
the time.
And Thursday.
What have you seen this year that's great or is coming up that you're excited about?
Femi Kuti.
Oh, really? What is that?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. It's coming up, though.
It is.
That's awesome. That's a fun one.
I think it's on a Monday. But those are the best. Those, every time I go, I look out and see the buildings and then go, oh, my God, I live here.
Yeah, it's been a really good decade for live music. Pitchfork, Lollapalooza, the Summer Series, Riot Fest. It's gotten crazy good. I wish it was this good when we were in college.
Yeah, no, we didn't
have
that
much. It just started when we were finishing up.
They got those other ones, too, that Mambi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The electronic stuff.
There's so much good stuff in this city. What a controversial statement. Are you going to go to Riot Fest this year?
No, I've never been.
Oh, really? It's different every year.
Yeah. Are you going to go this year?
I kind of want to go.
What do you want to see?
Such a homer. I really want to see the Smoking Popes again.
Did you say such a homer?
Oh, yeah. I am way too much of a Chicago fan. So, like, anytime I can see the Smoking Popes or Local H, I still do. Like, I'm 13.
The
Misfits.
The Misfits are back together.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Right? Original lineup or something?
As many people that are alive from the original lineup will be there on Sunday. But
Morrissey's the other guy's bones.
Morrissey's there on Saturday, and that's always a crapshoot.
Oh, is he going to play?
Exactly.
Because wasn't he all like, I'm not playing?
That's the thing. That's the thing that's interesting about it. It's like, well, do you want to bet that Morrissey's actually going to play the venue you have tickets for or at a festival? And if you don't see him, whatever.
You can just walk away.
Exactly. Sleater-Kinney's there on Sunday, and they were fantastic at Pitchfork last year. I kind of want to go. I'm probably going to go.
Go.
I think that's worth coming in for. Thursday's there, so that's for some people like you. I have no desire to see Thursday. No? Okay. Deftones are there. I'm very excited about that.
I just want to hear that shark song.
The shark song?
What's that song they had?
Who's they?
And then the Deftones.
Oh!
And then the video was like a shark
Changing the House of Flies?
No.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't know what it is.
All right.
It's a Deftones song.
Fantastic.
It was like their one hit.
Nope.
They had more hits?
They had a lot of hits.
Oh, all right.
They were a very, very popular band.
Something about sharks.
No, that's not it.
Or
there was Drive. There was Change.
My Own Summer.
That's My Own Summer has nothing to do with sharks.
Well, why?
Maybe the video.
Yeah, and the video.
I've never seen
the whole
video
is full of sharks.
Yeah,
well,
see?
I didn't know that.
The shark song.
It's not called the shark song.
It's My Own Summer, parentheses, the shark song.
I would like to apologize to every single listener of our WGN radio.
Who's a Deftones
who's
fan.
Who's a Deftones fan that were incorrectly identifying music videos.
It's
that are
the shark song.
Maybe 15 years old?
What year? It's very old.
What year is that? Is it older than? Is it the 90s?
I think so.
So almost
it's either early 2000s 20 or 90s.
Years old. Sorry
and
about
I
that,
still don't
everybody.
Know the name of it.
Yeah, so,
shark song.
So what we're saying is if you're in your 30s, it's the best possible time because now everything is catered to your tastes.
Yes.
Good job, people with disposable income without kids yet. It's all for you.
Thanks.
Go to Ride Fest. Go to Millennium Park. Do whatever you want.
Well, Millennium Park is free.
Yes.
Which is nice because I always bring a blanket and some food.
Do you have a preferred blanket?
It's red.
Is there anything on it? Just red.
It's just red.
Classic solid color.
Yeah.
You ever go to Ravinia?
I go classic. No, I've never been. I want to go.
Not a knock to Ravinia. Millennium Park's better.
Well, because it's free.
It's not about free.
What's wrong with Ravinia? Other than you can never hear the music because everyone's talking so loud.
Oh, so.
We love Ravinia, though.
But I just love that you're like, what's so bad about it?
Well, I mean,
even though you go to the music venue to see music,
that's my biggest
complaint. You can't hear it.
People go there to talk on a blanket while there are speakers and a stage you cannot see.
They have speakers all over the place.
Exactly.
Sometimes, depending on the band and what's going on, they have new video screens now.
Oh.
They have two of them spread out. It's a great place to people watch. You can bring your own stuff. You set up a little picnic. Some people go extravagant and set up a big picnic with chandeliers and stuff.
Oh, where do you hang them from?
Oh, you don't. You put it on your little table that you've got.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. And tons of food that they bring themselves. And just watch out for the people pulling rolling carts.
What?
Yeah, because they don't care. They'll cut right in front of you and you go flying over.
So what we're saying is go to Millennium Park.
It sounds dangerous, Ravinia.
Yeah, it could be.
It's really fun if you do not care about the band. And if you just want to
sit on some grass.
Actually, for the Isley Brothers, for you, it's like perfect. Because people will shut up sort of for Summer Breeze, and then everything else people will talk over. You'll be included in that, and it's not a knock against you.
Well, yeah, no, that's fine.
And exactly. So if you're there for a casual, like, I got a free ticket to a thing, go.
No, I'll just sit on the grass.
But also the Metro rides up there are a fun train nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ride my bike up there.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Do that. Because the whole point is like camping out and you're not going to want to bike with
I guess that's true. I can't really carry a basket.
And I think you legally have to bring a bottle or two of wine to go to Ravinia.
No, you don't have to legally.
Yeah, I think you legally do. Sorry, no.
He's
right. I apologize. It's either wine or a six pack. You need to legally bring alcohol.
Or mixed drinks. There are a couple of times I've seen people with shakers there and mixing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of them bring out the china and the fancy silverware. They really deck it out.
Yeah, so that's just the law. We don't want to break the law here.
Right.
So
the Ravinia law.
Some sort of liquid imbibement.
All right, well, this is Chicago's... Oh, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What, Roger? I'm trying to introduce you. No. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It's 3:30. Here's Roger Badish. Everybody wants a blast of magic, magic, magic. Does this mean we're magic?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm Esmeralda Leon, the unmagical Esmeralda Leon and Brandon Weatherby, in for Dave Plyer.
Well, do you believe in magic?
That's a great song.
I like that song. In magic? Do you mean like...
I do like that song.
David Copperfield magic?
You tell me.
I don't believe in it as in like, I don't know how this works.
Yes.
I think it's a separate entity. And not I understand.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts.
Okay,
yeah.
That's really what we're getting.
They're
to.
Not magic.
Okay. Anyways, I want to thank the person.
Wow.
I'm not going to give away names or numbers because I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
You
here.
Just do the area code. That's what I
think this person will know who they are as soon as I'm going to read the text from the person. They'll know who they
are. Yeah. But
why do I want to give out the area code?
Because that's how you do it.
Why does that matter?
But
they
know that it's going to be read by simply doing the text.
Fine, I will give out this person's social security number. Here we go. My husband wanted to have sympathy for the devil played at our 1989 wedding ceremony. I mean my ex-husband.
Yeah.
So you're saying a song
like
about the devil assassinating President Kennedy was a bad idea to play at a wedding because lyrics matter?
I mean, that
song
is slick.
And they're indicative of relationships? It's a great song, but it's not wedding material.
Well, why not? It's got a good beat. You could dance to it.
That doesn't... No. No. No,
no?
Sir.
Sure. No, sir.
I disagree completely.
All right. I mean, it's your opinion. You can play it.
Well, apparently not. Brandon's against that.
Yes.
Anyway.
I've been a DJ. I am what I play. That's a David Bowie reference. Speaking of David Bowie, Stephanie...
Oh, wait, I have to bring her up.
You have to bring her up.
Sorry.
Stephanie, are you there?
I am.
Did you hear my David Bowie pun?
I heard, speaking of David Bowie, Stephanie.
Cool.
Is that a pun?
I don't know. Stephanie Haas is with us. Stephanie Haas is one of the producers of the Comedy Exposition, a fantastic comedy festival in the great state and city of Chicago, Illinois.
The state of Chicago is my favorite state, usually.
Yeah. Anyone that's from the state of Illinois is a loser. Everyone from the state of Chicago is the best. By the way, guys, I'm playing a heel. That's a villain. I don't actually mean the things that I say. Anyways, the Comedy Exposition, Stephanie, when does it return?
In about 2 weeks, July 21st through the 24th.
For the people that have no idea what a comedy show is, please explain the idea of stand-up comedy. You have 30 seconds.
Oh, boy. Okay. So people usually over the age of 21 and under the age of 80, I would say, go onto a stage and talk into a microphone in a humorous way. That's stand-up comedy.
Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Now, some of the stand-up comedy greats include Bill Cosby.
If you didn't know what comedy was.
That's it, right? There's just Bill Cosby and then people doing Bill Cosby covers.
He's the main one, yeah. It's going to be a pretty Bill Cosby-centric weekend.
All right, so this is the third year.
Yes.
And in previous years, every night was based in a certain neighborhood. How are you structuring the festival this year?
That sort of went away after the first year. At this point, we're doing Friday night shows at Shuba's, both upstairs and downstairs. Saturday, we are at the Hideout in...
Oh, no, she disappeared.
Okay, so Esmeralda's going to take over from there.
Stephanie, call back.
So Friday night it's at Shuba's. Shuba's is a fantastic venue. And if you've never been upstairs, it's actually kind of cozy.
It is, yeah.
It's a weird thing to say that a venue or a bar is cozy, but trust me, it's cozy. They have big leather chairs in certain parts.
Yeah, you can just cuddle up into a chair and listen to comedy.
And the downstairs part is absolutely fantastic. You're usually going to see of Americana, indie rock stuff, but for the comedy stuff, it's really fun. It's
right, and they're doing
gorgeous.
Both.
Exactly.
So there's one in the upstage and the main.
So Friday night's super easy. Saturday's at the Hideout.
Yes, the Hideout and the Crocodile.
now, the Hideout is... The Hideout's the Hideout.
It's like a hideout.
But I'm trying to think of if you haven't been there and you're thinking about going, well, I have Stephanie back on to explain it. Stephanie, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
How dare you hang up on us?
So we were just singing the praises of the Hideout, but in addition to the Hideout, you're also at where on Saturday night?
At the Crocodile.
At the Crocodile. Now, what's on Sunday?
Sunday is our closing ceremony, and some like auxiliary shows during the day. We have some weirdo shows. We have a show that I run called Comedy Secrets, where comedians tell secret stories they've never told on stage before. We have a show called Super Talent Show, which is kind of a variety show that a couple of younger comedians run, and we're having a different stand-up showcase. And then we'll have one big blowout with a big headliner
Where is the big blowout show?
At Lincoln Hall.
There's another fantastic venue.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
A very big venue. We want to sell that venue out.
Yeah.
As opposed to all the other shows where we want very few people to show up, so it's nice and intimate. It's one of those things where you're going to want to say you were there.
Although I'm seeing your list of comedians, and this is awesome, because half of them are people who have left Chicago and now are doing big famous things on TV and stuff.
Yeah. We try to get a good mix of sort of newer up-and-coming headliners and more established ones. And this year, it's nice. We have a couple of old Chicagoans returning.
One of the things I like about the festival is that, like Esmeralda said, a lot of those people now do have TV credits. In your humble opinion, who now has the biggest head since they've left Chicago?
Let's put you on the spot.
I'm going to have to say you, I think.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Megan Gailey. Megan Gailey is a fantastic comic. And here's why Megan Gailey has such a big head. Because her parents are so supportive, it's disgusting. Megan Gailey's parents still send me thank yous for having her on my show 6 years ago, maybe.
Wow.
Her brother, thanks to her brother, this is a giant plug for Michael Gailey. If you're looking to buy some real estate in Washington, D.C., he's the man to talk to. Check him out, Michael Gailey. He's a realtor at Compass Realty, so go Google that, everybody. I've never met a comic with a more supportive, stable set of life everything than Megan Gailey.
By
she
way,
should not
those,
be a comic.
Did those thank yous come in the mail?
Yes, actually, they do.
They were handwritten?
They do. The Gaileys send me thank yous in the mail.
I had the same thought. Like, what are they doing 6 years later?
Exactly.
Just reminding you on the anniversary of the show.
Yeah, they're such nice people. They're like that. That's all. Megan Gailey's head is way too big. She is the confidence of someone that does not do stand-up. I do not trust her in any way.
Wow.
No, but I know she's at the festival
this
year, right?
She's wonderfully
funny,
though.
Isn't she at the festival this year?
Yes, she is. She's actually on Friday.
We have her every year, actually. We love her so much. And she was just in the festival as a regular comedian the first year because we have about 60 non-headlining comedians. And then last year we had our headline show at Shiva's. And this year we're having her back because it's our festival and we can structure the whole thing around her if we feel like it.
Oh, that's so great. She's currently on the MTV show Ladylike.
Yeah, I saw that. She's got a microphone and everything.
Wait. Esmeralda.
Hey, those mics go to the street.
Yeah, that's how I say. I'm like, you've made it. You get to hold a microphone.
If you don't have a microphone and you're on TV, you're like, you're not really on TV? Is that how it works for you?
Yeah, if there's no microphone, I'm like, what's going on? This isn't real.
What show are you most excited about?
Oh, boy. Well, there's been some changes to our closing ceremony that we'll be announcing on Tuesday that I'm really excited about. So look out for that. I cannot tell you. I'm not allowed.
Can I just bring up a point? You shouldn't have brought that up if we're not supposed to press about
no,
that. We didn't know exciting announcements were coming. Come on, dude. Don't tease it a big reveal.
But you have to just go to the website, right?
Well, it won't be announced until Tuesday. But yeah, you can go to the website. You can sign up for our mailing list. Just get on there.
And that's comedyexposition.com, correct?
And for the first time, you're also doing an official Thursday night show. Is that correct?
We're calling it part of the festival now. We've always had a kickoff show on Thursday nights, and this year we just said, hey, we're having a show. We'll put that date in. It's a show called 42 by 42 that a local comedian named Andy Fleming runs, where 42 comedians do 42 seconds of comedy.
It's so great. I want to recommend, if you don't know any of these performers and you're sort of considering coming out, I would recommend the Thursday show, because the Thursday show that I saw in 2014, I still remember it as my favorite show I saw in 2014. That includes music and film.
That was not 42 by 42.
No. I understand that. But what that, no, but here's why. Also, don't step on your own promo, dude. Come on. I'm trying
to. You came to my other show.
I'm getting there. Jeez. Take a compliment. Okay. So the reason why this show was so great is Stephanie's already a fantastic comedy producer. She's already a fantastic host, and she's already a fantastic performer. That's not what I'm talking about. The reason why that show was so special is because all these performers that kind of sort of know each other from around the country, and a lot of people are coming home for the first time in a long time, are all hanging out in the room, and they're all performing their best possible material, and it's the most fun possible setting. And even if you don't know who these people are, you could sense that joy. That's why the kickoff show is – or the like unofficial kickoff show tends to be the most fun. Is that fair to say, Stephanie?
I wouldn't say that it's the most fun, but yeah, it's a fun night.
Listen, if you go to any other show, you're not going to have any fun. Only go to that one show and then quit going out and just go home and watch Drag Race /WWE. Stephanie,
can you hold on? We need to go to a break. We're talking to you, Stephanie.
No problem. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about the upcoming brand split in the WWE and how it relates to Chicago stand-up comedy.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to 720 WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon, Brandon Weatherby here in for Dave Plyer. And we have on the line Stephanie Haas. Did I say that
right? Hello.
Stephanie, you and I are big WWE fans. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, who do you think in the upcoming draft, who do you think is going to take on Lou Bega's Mambo No. 5 as their new official theme song?
I would have to say that... Who's that dancing guy in No Way Jose?
Oh, yeah, clearly No Way Jose. That was a softball question, and you knocked it out of the park. Kudos to you, Stephanie Haas.
Wait, they have drafts?
Okay, so here's what's happening. The WWE is actually doing well right now.
Oh, good for them.
We're reaching this like weird critical and cultural point where like people like Stephanie Haas and I like the WWE for non-ironic reasons. Is that fair to say, Haas?
Yeah, you're saying cool people like us?
Yeah, cool people. So, not just a bunch of marks. So, we're really into it now, and I can't speak for her, but I could say that I respect it the exact same way I respect RuPaul. Like, to me, John Cena and RuPaul, like, equal levels of respect and admiration from this guy.
Wow.
And I'm a cool guy. So, anyways, they're doing really well, and they want to create some competition within themselves, because whenever there's competition, that's when they seem to thrive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So prodigal son Shane McMahon, real-life son Vince McMahon, has returned, and now Stephanie McMahon and Shane McMahon are going to essentially split, and there's going to be Monday Night Raw on Mondays, and SmackDown's going to be on Tuesdays now, and it's going to be live, and they're going to do another brand split. That's where they literally split up the roster. Now, there's also...
Yeah,
like,
whereas currently SmackDown contains a lot of repackaged clips from the Raw that just happened and a lot of B-team talent.
So in Drag Race terms, Raw is essentially RuPaul's Drag Race, right?
Okay.
And then SmackDown is essentially Untucked.
Oh, okay.
And then your exit interview with Miss Elle Visage. It's that kind of thing.
I get it.
Where it's like you still get all that stuff, but it's like it's not as good. You already know the result. Come on.
So that's just to further talk about it.
Exactly. Which is it's not bad, but it's not as good. So now what they're doing is they're going to, in theory, have two programs with equal levels of excitement. Now there's a draft, and the draft is on Tuesday, July 19th, 2 days before the start of the Comedy Exposition. Now, Stephanie, how do you think the draft is going to play into the programming and the execution of the Comedy Exposition?
I mean, personally, I'm worried that people I care about are going to get torn apart from each other, and then I'll be too emotionally shaken to produce the festival well, so I'm really going to have to rely on my co-producers.
Now, let me explain this to Esmeralda. She's making a face like of somewhat concerned and somewhat amusement. Now,
yeah, I fear for you.
This has happened before. A draft has happened before. They did a brand split, I want to say, in the early to mid-aughts.
They did the brand split 14 years ago because John Cena was part of the first brand split, and he says he owes his career to it.
There you go. See? There we go.
Interesting.
She knows the ledge. Anyways, the Dudley Boys, famous tag team, the Dudley Boys, got broken up in the draft.
No, what?
Exactly. That doesn't seem right. Now, the most successful current tag team is actually three dudes. They're called the New Day, and everyone loves the New Day, and they are over, and everyone wants them to stay together. Now, this draft might tear tag teams apart. If the New Day gets teared apart, I think this comedy festival that Stephanie Haas is going to produce, she might as well just like quit and not do it because she's going to be so distraught. I don't think she's going to be able to pull out a really cool festival.
I think you should start some sort of campaign.
There are already campaigns to keep the New Day together.
Oh, okay.
Because if they care about the New Day, it's going to shatter the world of wrestling.
It will.
It really.
She's not lying.
And it will shatter you.
It will definitely shatter me.
Oh yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but your opening night of the festival is also the closing night of the Republican National Convention. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Two things that are interesting about that. Number one, the draft, the WWE draft for the split, will be on the Tuesday of the Republican National Convention, right? That's a pretty important date because Donald Trump's going to speak at three of the dates. That's one of them. Number two, Linda McMahon, former CEO of the WWE, current wife of Vince McMahon, is on the Rules Committee for the Republican National Convention. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I knew that she ran for Senate and failed, but that was all I knew.
Yeah, she's part of the Rules Committee. So if you don't like the outcome of the draft, and if you don't like the outcome of the RNC, I think you know who to blame. If Linda McMahon shows up to the Comedy Exposition, how will that affect...
Well, now the Sunday of the Comedy Exposition, the closing day, is also the day of the next pay-per-view, Battleground. Do you think the RNC will affect Battleground?
Oh, my God. What a great question, Stephanie Haas. Oh, I am so torn. I do not know about this. So here's the reason why I keep bringing up wrestling and politics is I'm actually going to be at the RNC, and I'm going to be doing some stuff, and you'll be hearing me on this radio station for the RNC, for the Republican National Convention, and I'll be at the Democratic National Convention. Now, I do a show called You Meet Them, Everybody. Esmeralda is the Chicago co-host. But in D.C., we've done 40-odd episodes with a man named Chris Kelly. Now, Chris Kelly writes about wrestling for places like Vice. And Chris Kelly and I did a presentation at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History about how politicians are professional wrestlers. He will be covering Battleground, while I will be covering the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. And I don't know what will feel more like a wrestling show.
I mean, they're both SmackDowns, correct?
That's a horrible pun, but I respect it. I feel like you weren't even trying on that one.
Sorry.
But it's something.
Yeah.
As someone that really does not care about wrestling, but does love Drag Race, does anything that Stephanie or I say, is there anything we could say to get you interested in the world of professional wrestling, Esmeralda?
Probably not.
Okay. That's fair. That's
I
fair.
Used to watch, back in when I was a kid, I would watch the Mexican wrestling.
So you watch Luchadors?
Yeah.
Now, do you have the El Rey Network?
No.
Okay.
I do not. Do they show it on there?
Well, there's a different... Stephanie Haas, are you there?
Yeah, they have Lucha Underground on there.
Do you watch Lucha Underground, Stephanie?
Not yet. I just started DVRing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, all I could say is my wrestling friends that watch it, they love it, and they say it's a very good gateway drug. And it's
Oh,
it's,
maybe I should check it
it's,
out then.
Robert Rodriguez, it's like his thing.
Oh, okay. So, no, that's great
of,
then.
There's a lot of the occult in there.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. We're going to let you go soon because it's very, very late at night. But if people want more information about the Comedy Exposition, where should they go?
ComedyExposition.com.
And people,
or if that's too complicated, you can go to BigStrongBoys.com.
Stop. What is that one? BigStrongBoys.com?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
It redirects to the comedy.
I mean, I guess that one's easier to like,
yeah,
remember.
So if you want to go to the Comedy Exposition, this is not a JK, this is an IRL in real life. Go to BigStrongBoys.com and it will redirect you to the Comedy Exposition of 2016. Follow Stephanie Haas on Twitter. It's @StephHaas. You can see her host Comedy Secrets. Are you the last Tuesday of the month?
Yes.
The last Tuesday of the month at the Beat Kitchen, who is fantastic. I think you're great, and who's your number one pick in the brand split?
John Cena.
Yeah, that's right. That's the right answer. It's John Cena, and if you don't think it's John Cena, you're an idiot. So I will fall down on the sword for that one. Yeah, John Cena is the most important wrestler / man of all time. He grants the most make-a-wishes, and other than RuPaul, maybe one number one human being alive, him or The Rock. I can't tell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you want them all to fight together?
Oh, yeah. They've headlined 2 WrestleManias in a row, and it's great because the first one was built once in a lifetime, The Rock versus John Cena, and then they did it a year later. Speaking of which, the one that they did a year later, WrestleMania NY/NJ, that was the WrestleMania New York/New Jersey.
What?
Exactly. That was the WrestleMania where Donald Trump was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, and Chris Christie opened the show. So,
do you think Donald Trump's going to talk about that when he speaks?
No, they have he compared the Republican primary to the wrestling arena, and it's very, very similar. But the general election is very, very different than WWE
because there's going to be a SmackDown.
Yes, keep using that pun; it will be applicable for the next 6 months. Thanks for doing this, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me.
Hang up, go to bed. You got a big day of weightlifting ahead of you. Once again, BigStrongBoys.com.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wait, I have to hang
her up. She's
great.
You've seen Stephanie perform.
I have. She's hilarious.
Now
I'm looking forward to the Comedy Exposition. There's a lot of great comedians that no longer live here, so you don't get a chance to see them anymore, and you will hear.
And even if you hate stand-up, I recommend going to the Comedy Secret Show. Because that is not necessarily stand-up.
That gets deep.
And it gets really deep. And I want to talk to everyone into the microphone about it, but you're not supposed to.
Oh, right.
That's
because,
like, part of the deal.
Yeah, so Comedy Secrets is just that. It's comedians telling stories, secrets, that they wouldn't tell anyone. And when you go to these shows, they make you there's an oath that you give, so you're not supposed to talk about it outside of this place.
And
it's a safe,
they're very, very
safe
serious
space
about that. They want every performer to be able to say things that they probably shouldn't say into a microphone.
Mm-hmm. With people around.
Yeah, real awkward.
No, but they're already letting everything out.
Yeah.
And these are the things they wouldn't let out. So No, I've cried.
Yeah,
I've cried
it's
a couple
crazy
times. People have cried. It's very good. And that's what day?
One of them. That's the Sunday. That's the Sunday.
It's on the Apollo Theater Studio. Where is that, by the way?
Great question. People could Google that. Just go to bigstrongboys.com.
That's right. You can get tickets and everything there. No, I'm
once again, we're not
to
trying to give you computer viruses. That's a legitimate URL.
Right. It will
a
direct
human
you
being bought, and we just tried it out, and it works.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a pretty like weird title to
it's
put
a
in
perfect
your search
title.
Box. Oh, it's perfect, but I would be a little skeptical to, oh, what'd you search in your search history there? Oh, bigstrongboys.com.
Bigstrongboys.com.
I'm curious as to like people who go to the show and be like, oh, how did you hear about us? Oh, well, I was Googling bigstrongboys.com, and I came onto this.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It's 4 o'clock, and here's Roger Bennett. You're listening to WGN 720. This is Esmeralda Leon, Brandon Weatherby in for Dave Plyer. This one I want to put on roller skates.
Do you know how to roller skate?
Yeah, I own a pair.
Of roller skates, not roller blades.
Yes, roller skates.
Oh, that's awesome.
They look like Adidas sneakers. They're blue and yellow.
When was the last time you used them?
For my 30th birthday, I had a double quinceanera.
Yes.
And I went to a roller rink.
Have you ever used them outside?
No, because it's pebbles like, are your enemy.
Got it. Okay.
Pebbles and just breaks in the sidewalk.
Oh, that sounds so great.
You need to go to a freshly paved parking lot.
Sure, sure. What about like the Lakeshore path?
No. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm.
No,
it's a bad idea.
There's just I don't even go on there on a bike.
Why?
Because it's. I think it's very dangerous. Because people are riding their bikes at full speed. People are just walking, and it's not a thing of like.
Yeah, people use the path.
They do, but I read maybe a couple years ago that there was a lot of injuries and accidents
okay.
with people just running into each
what
other.
What do you think is safer, the path? Or there's any street in the city of Chicago.
I would take a street over
the
path.
Any street or the path.
I would take a street.
All right. It's your
I
loss
would take a street.
Life. No, I think it's definitely safer on the path.
Yeah, I've had a friend. I had a friend. He was riding his bike. He ran into a person because they just they
and I get
quick
that.
Second
and
I'm moved.
And I am a person that got hit by a car in the city of Chicago.
In the street.
In the street. Yeah. See what I mean? It's like you could find examples that go both ways.
No, you can. But I remember seeing some. It was a while ago. It was like
have you been hit by a car?
I've been doored.
Okay.
While on my bike.
Where were you?
I was downtown.
Yeah.
And it was it wasn't even the driver. It was a taxi cab. It was the person in the backseat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I got doored.
Our son got hit by, he was on his bike.
Did he, was it like, was it doored or did he get hit?
Oh, he got hit.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. They ran the left turn light.
Yeah.
And he was already going through the intersection. He had the light.
Mm-hmm.
They just boom, right into him, busted his leg. He's got one of those titanium bars in there now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like the $1 million man.
So airport security is real fun for
him. You know what? We thought that would happen, and it didn't. But we warned them ahead of time one time, and they said, all right, you got to walk around over here. And so they went through a special section where they I don't know, put some special Kryptonian scope on him or something. But the one time we went through...
For the metal leg?
Yeah. Well, it's titanium, so it didn't register one time when we went through. And we kind of looked at each other and go, really? Okay, fine. So, yeah, he's okay. He's been through airports a few times since and doesn't set off the x-ray stuff. So it's weird, but...
Does he have to lay in the thing and he goes through the belt? They just stick him in the machine.
Opens up the leg, say, see, there's my leg. No, he's not a cyborg. Jeez.
It's titanium. No, that is my number one fear. I ride my bike on the streets, but I'm pretty cautious. I stop at red lights. I slow down at stoplights.
Well, you're supposed to follow the rules of the road. Yeah.
And I follow them pretty, like, it'll be an empty intersection.
Yeah,
I'm still sitting
there
with the red light.
You know, long light at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, sometimes I'm just scared that someone's going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
booking it.
Well, I got
in their
hit.
Car.
I got hit intentionally once.
What?
Who did you anger?
No one. I was in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time, and I got hit with a van. And I know it was intentional because the middle of the van hit me. They turned into me
oh
just so
gosh.
They would knock me off my
it's
bike.
It's like a movie.
Or my life, whatever. Yeah.
That's so scary. Did you get hurt?
No. I landed as well as you can by while getting hit by a car. So, like, it was slow enough where you knew you were going to fall. So I put my hands out.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I scraped up my hands and my elbow, whatever. You know what I mean? But I didn't hit my head, so.
Oh, that's good.
The bike was obviously destroyed, but whatever.
That's frightening.
Then they waited for me to make sure I was down. And then once I was clearly down, then they drove off.
Wow. So were you like, I have to stay down?
Yeah, I did.
Because
at first
doing?
I started screaming. I was biking from Lakeview to Oak Park.
Oh, that's very far.
So
was this, and it was at night?
Yeah.
Oof. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's totally my fault for getting hit intentionally by a van.
how dare you get in that van's way?
Seriously.
Good job blaming the victim on that one. Good job. Yeah. So what are you going to do? That's what I mean. It's like things are going to happen.
Right, but the bike path, the lakeshore drive, the
yes,
the front lakefront path is there's just too many
it's
variables.
It's not wide enough, and nobody follows the rules.
Yeah, like they don't completely.
Yes, because the street is there's much more room on the street, and everyone follows the rules, and it's so much safer.
No, they don't.
But there's less people just standing in the way on a street.
I don't think there are fewer people. I think there's equal amount of danger, and I think we've all lied to ourselves that the path is more dangerous because you only hear about the accidents on the path and the stuff in the streets that just blends in.
I don't think you hear enough about the accidents on the path.
Fair enough.
Seriously.
I want to say it was a WGN TV report or something about the lakefront path.
Mm.
But I remember seeing a report about it because, nobody reports about it.
Yeah, there's people getting hit all the time. And the runners and the bikers, the joggers, the walkers, they're all to blame.
They sound like gangs.
Yeah.
So
the walkers and the joggers.
So the what we're trying to say here at WGN Radio 720, yes. Do not exercise.
Exercise.
Get in a car.
Just
get in a car. Drive. Don't
just
get out of the car.
Wrap yourself in bubble wrap and go on out and have fun.
Yeah, you'll sweat and lose more weight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're telling people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to drop pounds like you're a high school wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
got to
meet.
Wrap.
And you just, I don't agree with any of this.
Because when you bounce, then you pop right back up.
Oh, that's right. And then you just have to go to the Kinko's and get more bubble wrap.
This is an expensive trip to the Kinko's. Bubble wrap is not cheap.
It isn't.
You
but,
can't
you know,
really reuse
first.
The bubble wrap.
Recycle, reuse.
That's true. That is fine. You can't reuse bubble wrap. Once it's popped, it's popped.
Yeah,
now it's just a plastic sheet.
Yeah, but if you bounce, you're not going to have that much popping unless someone jogs up alongside of you and says, ooh, bubble wrap, and starts popping all the little bubbles around.
When is the last time you went jogging? Do you know what it's like
Roger.
To run?
What do you mean? Do I know what it's like to run? Yes, I know what it's like to run.
Okay.
When's the last time
How often do people touch you?
Hey, come up.
When you're running.
That is a whole other question for Roger.
Yeah, we're not getting into that part.
You brought it up.
That's why I brought it up, because it's happened.
It's never happened.
Long time ago.
Not once.
You got pinched?
Not once.
You were getting pinched while running, Roger?
Well, people got a little too close.
Oh.
Yeah. They said on your left, and so I moved to the right.
Oh,
right?
And someone
because
pinched
when they,
you.
On your left, and I moved to the right, and they stayed on the right, and boom, I wish I had bubble wrap at the time.
Oh, okay. I thought they were pinching you.
No, it was just getting a little too close. They were in my
pinch,
space.
Pinch.
You know.
Well, it's a shared space. It's everyone's.
No, space. Not
it's
when they say space. On your left, and you stay to the right, and you expect them to go on the left, and they stay right, or like down the middle, and just like bump up against.
Have you run since then?
Have I run since then? No.
Okay. Just and what? And when was this?
That's when I got my stationary bike for the house, so I stay safe.
Oh, there you go. No lakefront path for him.
No.
You guys know that like there's a benefit to being in the sun. And
that's overrated.
Nope. Okay.
No, it's overrated.
It's overrated.
I look at it through my window.
Yeah, right. I pull the shades up. I got enough sun.
Yeah.
All right.
Or you get a lamp.
You could.
No, no, no. The lamp.
No, the window's for you.
You could just, once again.
Natural. You know, it's all
natural. Natural. Stationary bike and shades.
Right.
Natural stuff here. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You know that we need vitamin D, right? Here in the Midwest. I don't know about you, highfalutin DC man.
I take my vitamin D pill in the morning. You know?
But yeah, no, we're very deficient.
You realize you don't need to take the pill if you go outside, right?
No, but because...
What are we saying outside? I got to stay safe.
No, but it's also because we don't have a lot of sun here.
No, we have a lot of sun here.
No, not enough.
Not enough for whom?
For some people.
For some, I think.
Then you don't get enough vitamin D. I'm vitamin D deficient.
Because of your shift. Because of the hours
no,
you
work. No, this was before. Before, when I worked in the daytime.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
What hours in the day? When you were working crazy early mornings?
No, like noon to 7.
Okay.
So there.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Telling me what to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but you only got half of the sun then because you were inside.
Right, and I was
afternoon.
Vitamin D deficient.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, right, see.
Yeah, my traffic Hubble mm-hmm. doesn't have any windows. Or it does have one window, but it's not
yeah,
to the
not
outside.
Not to the outside, right. Yeah.
Shouldn't the people that do traffic have the best possible view of the traffic?
Yeah, I have a telescope
I'm
in there.
I'm completely serious.
And
no,
that's
no, no,
how
no.
I tell the traffic.
Well, in theory, offices have
in
windows.
In theory.
A lot of people here have an office with a window.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The people that have to report on the traffic, in theory, should have the view of Lakeshore Drive from WGN.
Well, you would want a view of all the roads.
Of course.
That would be
and,
insane.
If that's possible.
Unfortunately, well, it is because they have, I forgot what the service was. There was one at the top of the Hancock Center. But then you
oh,
had,
wow.
like, telescopes to be able to see all the way around and to see close-up of where the accidents were. You were too far away to see it if up there.
All right. Well, I'm going to run up to the top of WGN.
There you go.
And I'll be right
but
back.
But only when it's light
after
out.
After this. Really, really pumped. This is WGN 720. I'm Esmeralda Leon and Brandon Weatherby here in for Dave Plyer. That song gives me the...
See, now that song gives me the is for the exact same reason, but I'm going... Well, not for a different reason, probably. I go high fidelity when I ever hear that
yeah.
song. All right?
No, that is the best
Is that what
use
you thought
of that song.
Of? It's definitely the best use of that song. But is that the thing you had in your head when you heard that just now?
You know, every time I hear it, I do like a big dance with my arms.
Yes.
And that is very much, what's his face?
Jack Black.
Jack Black in High Fidelity.
Do you remember seeing High Fidelity the first time?
No.
Okay. Did you see it roughly when it came out? Like, it came
probably.
Out in 2000. You probably saw it in 2001, 2002.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. What did you think of John Cusack's character, Rob, in that movie at the time? At the time.
I don't know.
That's good. That means you didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't have a positive or a negative.
That's good. I think like a lot of people were like, he's a guy.
Do you think he was cool?
No. Maybe. Now I look back at that movie and be like, he's the villain.
He's a jerk.
But
he's
like at the time, to me, it was not clear that he was the villain. And now as a 33-year-old man... He's a bad person. He's not someone to aspire to be.
Yeah, no, he's a jerk.
He does all of the wrong things, and his life is still pretty great.
He does. Yeah, she comes back.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
He does not do anything to warrant love, yet
right.
reaps all of the benefits.
Yeah, he comes out A-OK in the end.
From kind and beautiful women.
Right? Yeah, what's with all those women he dated?
Why? Why are you with him? Also... Yes. Rob doesn't have that job in High Fidelity in 2016.
What, of a record store?
Spotify owner? Has destroyed Rob's job, his entire career.
No, but his record store...
Yes, Reckless is still around.
Yeah.
I get it. Rob wasn't trying very much with that store.
No.
He kept weird hours. He was usually in the back on a phone call, angry at his mom and or sister and or ex-girlfriend for seemingly no reason. He put way too much weight in the power of the alt-weekly press. It doesn't make any sense now in 2016. Where in 2000, you can sort of get away with that stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
See, I spent way too much time thinking about High Fidelity.
Yeah, you have.
Circa
wow.
2000.
Usually people are just like, that's cool. They're at the double door.
No. No.
Not you.
No.
You're really getting in there.
Way too into there.
Yeah, I was never a big...
He's the
like,
villain.
I didn't freak out about that movie. Some people just made it their life.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of them for me.
Yeah. I wasn't, no. Mm.
I think the older you get, the less forgivable John Cusack characters become.
Did you see him
that.
In...
I have not seen 2012. I have not. What? That made a lot of money.
I know, but it's
that's
a
like
disaster
his most
movie.
Recent big budget movie.
But it's just like the dude, I don't think you're even
sure.
supposed to think about him.
I think you're always supposed to think about
the
him.
The main attraction in that movie is all the mayhem.
He's in Con Air, and I know that like in his contract it said like he gets to wear sandals.
Well, because you never saw him from the
You see him like running. You see him like running on the tarmac, and he's like wearing sandals.
Oh, you can see the sandals.
Yeah.
I would think that they would cut him off at the legs to not show sandals.
It's part of his character.
Is that kind of like it's escaping me his name from The Godfather.
Pacino?
No.
I can't remember his name. He's from here too. He's from Libertyville. Oh my God! One of the greatest actor of all time. Please.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I feel
everyone is
horrific.
Just hanging us out to dry.
What is
Marlon Brando?
There you go,
there
Marlon
go.
Brando. Didn't he not wear pants?
Something like that. But that's just because he was fat. Like that was cool.
Care. He's like, I'm Marlon Brando.
He's like, I'm just fat and cool.
And then they wrote all the lines.
Like,
on
I'll
things.
Not really try. I'm still the best. That's just a confident man doing whatever he
that
wants.
That is true.
That's cool.
He's like, oh, I'm just Bram Brando.
Yeah, but John Cusack getting love from strange women. That's not fair. That's not how the world should work.
Are you just a little jealous?
No, not at all.
No?
That's
okay.
A sad, horrible life. That's a man that didn't try hard enough life. I don't want that at all.
He wasn't. He
no.
was very apathetic with
no.
life.
No, everyone around him is better than him in that movie.
That's true. Especially Jack Black.
Yeah, he's fine. He's having fun. He's living his dream. He's got a band. He's trying. Even though he's playing covers, who cares?
He's good.
He's expressing himself.
What was it, Sonic Death Monkey?
Yes, and then Kathleen Turner Overdrive, which is a great name for a band.
That was
and then the
best.
Other, the mousy guy got to date Darlene.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, I felt so
Lisa
much
Bonet
for him.
Lisa Bonet sleeping around doing whatever she wants. Good for
playing
her.
Playing music,
that's cool.
Wearing big hats.
Yeah, what's wrong with, that's great. Big hats are great.
Catherine Zeta-Jones talking about nothing.
Are you watching the current season of Portlandia?
No.
Okay, so.
No, I always get very, I just watch it on Netflix later.
Yeah, it's a great, it's one of the best binge shows ever. But for some reason, we're watching this season live, and there's an episode where a version of Carrie and Fred break up.
Okay. Are they supposed to be dating on the
show? No. But you know how
they
play, like,
roommates?
Multiple couples? Yes, and so when they refer to themselves as Fred and Carrie, it's a very Bert and Ernie situation.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so this is one of the characters they're portraying. It's not Fred and Carrie. It's like he's the slob and she's the businesswoman. And
okay, got it.
Then they break up, and then she dates another woman, and then he is like essentially robbed from High Fidelity in 2016 in Portland.
Oh, no.
And then he ends up dating, in real life, Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz's kid, Zoe Kravitz.
Wait, both of them?
That's their kid, Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, he's dating Zoe. Oh, I thought you meant he's dating Lisa Bonet and
it's incredibly weird. That's a good point. I should have made that clear. It's essentially this like alternate universe High Fidelity Part 2.
Oh.
It's
no.
And then it's really weird when do you remember the scene in High Fidelity? Oh, I don't know that we're going to talk about High Fidelity this much. When post-coitus between Rob and Lisa Bonet's character,
mm-hmm.
and Lisa Bonet's on the bed, and she, like, flips her hair and does the thing with the dreads, and it's like,
okay.
You could visualize it. Zoe Kravitz does, like, the exact same thing in this Portlandia episode.
Well, she's a clone of her mother.
Yeah, good for her. She's aged into it really well.
Right.
It's weird. It blows my mind, and it really shouldn't, because the moral of the story is still the same. You could be a screw-up dude and end up sleeping with Lisa Bonet and or Lisa Bonet's child. Like, it's not fair at all for women. It's so great to be a dude. That's the moral of Portlandia and High Fidelity.
Oh, all right.
But you already knew that because
yeah,
we're all alive.
I did. All right. Well, let's
Sorry
talk about fireworks.
Tangent. Yes.
You have been wanting to talk about these fireworks. You don't even like fireworks.
I hate fireworks so much.
Now, do
I like
you not
watching
like
them.
All of the, like,
I
the
like
big ones and the little
organized fireworks.
Ones?
I like organized fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Navy Pier is great. Grand Park's great. Neighborhood fireworks are great. Fireworks at the like local football stadium. That's great. Fireworks set off in the alley by cool
yeah.
people on a neighborhood committee scare me so much. There's a firehouse in Ukraine Village that
mm-hmm.
like pulls money together to the local bar, and it's like then the firemen do this.
Oh, and then they do fireworks.
They do fireworks.
Oh, that's really neat.
That is right on the edge for me for like safe and
yeah,
dangerous.
But they're firemen, so they
exactly.
know what's going on.
But there's no real barrier system going on.
That's true, but they know what's going. They got. Hoses with water in
and
them.
They could put things out, but things fall down.
That's true.
It's not over water.
Yeah.
It's not in a stadium where there's 50 yards around where the
Did
fireworks
you have
are going
a bad
off.
Experience with fireworks?
Not particularly. Like when I was in Logan about a decade ago and the neighbors below us set off fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
With reckless abandon, under cars.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
no
one cared.
Oof.
And they gave their kids, like their 6-year-old adorable kids, fireworks to play with, and they would throw them at me.
Oh, wow. I like that they're still adorable kids.
They were still adorable kids. Just because I'm getting fireworks thrown at me does not make the children not adorable. But they would throw the fireworks at me.
So cute. They light them and just...
Because they realized I cared way too much about this, and I was scared for everything. So I just... And then I just broke.
Would they chase you?
They would literally chase me.
Wow.
And I said words I cannot say on the radio to these kids with
their
parents around.
I would understand. They're throwing fireworks at you.
Screaming at them and then instantly apologizing to their parents. Well, and also equally perturbed, angry voice.
You're like, they're really cute kids, but come on.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be saying these horrible words, but these are words that I cannot say on WGN Radio 720 because the FCC would not approve. Please tell your kids to stop. Just continuing to swear. It was a horrible, vicious cycle because when you are that young and you're like, hey, this stupid 20-something-year-old can't handle fireworks,
yeah,
I'm going to throw fireworks at the guy. You know what I mean?
That's, you know what? I don't think even if you were raised right, would you pass up that chance? You'd be like,
let's
throw fireworks at him.
Exactly, because you're like, I have no fear. Nothing bad's going to happen
to
me. But you know me. I'm already loud. You know,
and I can imagine these kids throwing fireworks at you.
Yeah,
chasing you down the street.
Yeah, I don't need to I don't need to buy a thing to explode to be loud. I'm already loud.
Yeah, you're your own firework.
Exactly. Love Katy Perry. I could watch her visuals. You know, I don't need to see actual fireworks that close to me. I watched fireworks music video. It's a fantastic music video.
All fireworks that you like regular Joe would throw. What about snakes?
Don't like them.
Why?
I'm like sparklers, or I'm like, I'm on the edge.
But snakes don't even, you light it and then it makes that stain on the sidewalk.
But what's the point?
To see a snake.
But what's the point? Like, that's
right? Because it coils out into a snake.
I
and
get
then
that.
It
so I just spent
stain.
Money to make a stain on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I could make a stain on the sidewalk. Like, what am
I?
Mean,
that's a whole other situation.
What am I
there.
Buying and for what?
Make stains.
I could. See what I mean?
It's because you see it growing. It looks like a snake.
I got you. I'm with you.
No, still don't.
I understand buying a snake.
What about those popping things?
No, I don't like any of them.
And are those just because you don't like them, or you have a fear that children are going to throw them at you?
Both. It's not a fear. I mean, it happened.
That's true, but only
it's a
once.
Flashback. Because I don't allow myself to be in that situation ever again.
So do you? Whenever you see fireworks, you just turn.
I'm a dog.
Way.
I'm a,
You're like,
I'm,
goodbye.
It's the only day of the year where I become a dog.
Oh.
I'm just afraid of everything. I want to hide under the bed. I hate it so much.
That is so sad. So
tonight was already horrible.
Did you hear fireworks?
I was in Logan Square and from my friend's place. I could see giant, beautiful fireworks that were clearly illegal.
And then you could hear scary M80 things.
But they're not scary to anybody else. And I want everyone
That's
to have
true.
A good, fun time and safe time. But you scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, and just don't throw them at Brandon Weatherby, whenever you see him. Or do it, because it'd be kind of funny.
No one, because you don't need to do that, ever.
Don't
There's
throw
no
them.
Excuse. Don't ever throw
PSA,
a firework at anybody.
Don't throw fireworks at people.
Don't even set off fireworks.
Come on,
Unless
kids.
You're getting paid to do this, don't do it.
All right. Well, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It's 4:30. Here's Roger Badish. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to 720 WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon. I'm Brandon Weatherby here. We're in for Dave Plyer. Again, I'm like, yeah. Like, the sun should be out right now with that song.
No, I don't want to see the sun today.
Like, I imagine the sun, sun hears that song, and it's got that big Coca-Cola smile. Do you know the Coca-Cola commercials with the sun?
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
It would be that sun, but the sun's coming out and, like, jamming to this as it rises.
I know I'm stealing someone else's bit, but why would the sun need sunglasses? It doesn't make any sense.
Because he's so bright.
Who's
he needs
making,
to wear shades.
Who's making those sunglasses? Who is producing?
Ray-Ban.
Ray-Ban. Oh, it's all custom?
It's the sun.
I hope it's faux
the sun
Ray-Bans.
Collection.
I hope it's faux. it's Folkleys. He's wearing Folkleys.
He got them at the, he was at the, he has one of the street fests.
Have you ever?
He bought two for 10.
That's the one of the only things I really am sad about not having good vision.
Street Fest? Oh.
The cheap sunglasses. ZZ Top was right.
Oh, because you can't.
I can't. I have to wear his prescription.
Can you wear the fake ones over your real glasses?
In theory, I could. In reality, I won't.
Have you ever thought to get those flip ones from Dwayne?
Dwayne Wayne from A Different World, which was a spinoff of The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Featuring
it all comes back.
Yeah,
Do
I know.
You see that? No.
No.
I always thought those were cool.
Yeah,
flip
I did
it
too.
Up, flip it down.
But you have to know you know your lane, and that lane does not look. I do not fit in that lane.
Have you tried it?
No, I'm.
Yeah, how do you know?
I am both not fat enough nor thin enough to wear those glasses.
I didn't know you needed a.
I feel like you
weight
need to
requirement.
Be, yeah, like
okay.
Okay, so I feel like you need to be 6'6" or above.
Oh, I see. Okay,
or 5'3" or below, and or 300 pounds and up, or like 120 and below. You know what I mean? Like you need to fit a specific, like
interesting,
very thin man or very stocky man. You know what I mean? Like a
sure.
Like, if you're playing for the Chicago Bears, if you're the lineman, if
you
you're playing
those?
The defensive or offensive line, you can wear those glasses. Or if you're, like, the punter. And that's it.
But no one else.
But no one
what
else.
What about like the quarterback?
No, for sure no. No.
He's got to wear his Folkleys.
No, he is already a target. He got to wear those Folkleys. I'd like to thank Folkleys, our official sponsor of WGN Radio.
Just this show.
Just go out to a street fest, buy them. They just exist. No one knows how they're made. Or how,
I don't know either.
Who,
yeah.
I like how you. We could probably figure out how mattresses are stocked, but I have no idea how Folkleys work.
No.
Who is making Folkleys?
I mean, they need to keep that. I mean, what else are you going to get at Street Fest? That's the only
Flags?
Reason I go to those. The I go for the sunglasses and for the funnel cakes. Oh, and the lemonade that comes with the lemons in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What a great scam.
Oh, and the pineapple.
See, I've not done the pineapple drinks.
That's just like pineapple juice and a pineapple.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And it costs like $10.
It's pretty cool.
And then
well,
you have to lug around
like
a big
$5.
Pineapple. Yeah, no, they're very expensive.
And they're really not worth it.
No.
In any way whatsoever. Mm-mm. You're like, oh, this will be a cool, refreshing drink.
But you're standing in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
So
you're still, at the end of the day, standing in the middle of the street. Which apparently is safer than bike paths for some odd reason.
I mean, yeah. I'm going to stand by my statement.
Have you ever desired... ever once to write a letter to the editor?
No.
Okay, people do this still in the year 2016.
And they go to the post office.
People go to the post office.
They get stamps.
They put a stamp on the thing. They put in the mail and they write a letter to the editor.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had the desire to do this.
Ditto.
Nor have I had a desire to read them out loud until tonight. So
first for everything.
Yeah, so before the show, I was looking at the Daily Southtown. Former hometown paper, and they have a very small section called Speak Out, and it brought a smile to my face.
Yeah.
This is from the Friday, July 1st edition. This is my favorite. This is one sentence long from Don from Chicago.
Mm.
Feel free to respond. I will as well. Is that okay, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
I will read this as the character Don from Chicago. If your family has been on welfare for years and you are healthy, you are lazy.
What?
Don?
Come on, Don.
Don, what happened, Don?
Throwing everyone under the bus.
Why so mad, Don? What prompted Don to write that very controversial one-sentence letter to the editor of the Daily Southtown?
He bought a stamp.
He went to a mail person and said, please put this in your satchel and deliver this to the editor. You are healthy and not lazy, unlike these people that are on welfare. Come on, Don. What happened?
Yeah, he's got quite a bleak outlook on life.
Don, not everything could be so easy for you, buddy.
Or it is.
Or it's pretty great. next one. This is pretty great. You supporters of presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump really believe that Trump is in this for the White House for the benefit of the middle class? More than likely, it is for the benefit of himself and his rich millionaire and billionaire friends. I'm sick of how he's going to, quote, make America great again, end quote, and not hearing any specific of his plans and how he's going to do this. How dumb can people be? This is not from anyone in particular. There's no name
or it's anonymous.
Location. How dumb can people be? Okay, don't pretend. You should go first. I apologize. I just got to speak in the role of this random person.
I just like that Donald Trump has millionaire and billionaire friends.
Yeah. He's like, this is in one class.
Yeah.
You are in the other class.
The millionaires don't talk to the billionaires and vice versa.
Listen, as a guy that actually edits people's words, don't prove your point and end a sentence in a preposition. Don't pretend that you're smarter than everybody else.
Yeah.
Also, you don't need to say things that are obvious. The sky is blue. Night, it's dark. Like, yes, we all know these things. Clearly, we all know it's a joke. Like, the whole thing is a joke. Everything's fine.
I am hoping that, like, at the RNC or something, he's going to go up and go, gotcha!
There's nothing to get.
And then he does a song and dance with the
There's
top
There's nothing to get. He hasn't lied about anything he's ever said. Because he's never said anything that was not a JK. Listen, as a fellow straight white man, Donald Trump and I, we really get it. We just put the Star of David and horrible things about every other person. Here, I'm not. If you like him, that good for you. Good for you. If you don't like him, not good for you. Let's move on to a very controversial subject.
Oh, what?
Something has to be done about the abundance of hair all over professional sports, and it's completely out of control and dangerous.
Wait.
This is not even close to done. Recently, I saw an outfielder on the Washington Nationals named Jason Worth come to bat. All you can see was his forehead and his eyes. His hair completely covered his neck, and his hair was coming out of his helmet and covered his whole upper back. Talk about a ridiculous-looking athlete. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has to put a stop to this behavior, and it's completely out of control. Wake up, Commissioner. That's from Joe from Elsa.
He's very, very
Joe
passionate about
is
that.
Very upset with Jason Worth, who's on the Washington
Nationals. So do you know his, what does he look like?
He looks like a cool guy that likes to have a beard and long hair. Like, that's it. You might like
this. Does he have man buns?
No man buns. The Washington Nationals last year had a gnome giveaway. You know,
he
like
looks like a Viking.
He looks like they also had a garden gnome giveaway for Jason Worth as a garden gnome.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's adorable.
He just has a long beard. And he has long hair. That's it. You might like this. His walk-up song. Every Major League Baseball player has multiple walk-up songs, mm-hmm. right? So when they're at home, his first walk-up song is You Know You're Right by Nirvana, which I love.
Okay.
Because it's...
It seems like
Kurt Cobain screams pain 14 times in a row. It's true. His second walk-up song is MC Hammer's Too Legit to Quit.
Nice.
Like, he knows
does
this
he
is
do
a
it?
Fun
does he
game.
Do the Too Legit?
He does not do it.
Oh, come on.
Regardless of whether you like the Cubs or the Sox, or you have to admit, Jason Worth, like...
That song is good.
He's having fun. That's the
right.
point. Also, why do you care about that at all, ever?
I love that,
why
this guy is so steamed that it's just going out the back of his...
You wrote a letter to the editor about that. Why?
By the way he describes him, he does sound like some sort of Chewbacca,
yeah.
like, furry man that all you can see is a forehead and
if
eyes.
Jason Worth can't see the ball, it only hurts Jason Worth.
Right. He's, you know, he cares for him, I think.
I don't think he does.
No?
Also, if you think that baseball is too hairy or too whatever, we miss the good old days, black people couldn't play in the good old days in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that good. This is the best part ever. Right now, the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs realize, yes, there's no such thing as a jinx. They're going to win. It's going to be great. It's fine. Everything's fine. Why are you writing a letter to the editor, more specifically, the editor of the Daily Southtown?
Right. I would have done someone local. But I think all our guys are pretty clean cut, aren't they?
Yeah, there's no one that looks like Jason Worth. There's no gnome on either
we don't
Sox
have any,
or Cubs.
Yeah. Chewbacca. What am I thinking of? Bigfoot.
Bigfoot and Chewbacca are essentially the same. Yes. You understand.
Well, one's
the idea
like a monster.
A creature covered
oh, wait,
in
no,
hair.
Bigfoot's.
Well, both are mythical creatures.
It's true.
One exists in a film universe and one doesn't exist. But apparently to you, ghost exists.
And there's Harry and the Hendersons.
That is a television show.
Right. So he's also in...
Sure, I'll concede that. I concede that point. And he's also in the jerky commercials.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah, they're making fun of him.
Yeah, they're making fun of him.
I always feel so bad for Sasquatch in those
he
things.
He gets his comeuppance in every single commercial.
He does, but why they got to be so mean to him?
That's a good point.
Give him some jerky and move on.
Be nice to Sasquatch, everybody. If that's the one lesson we want to leave people on this Independence Day weekend, mm-hmm. is be kind to everyone, regardless of how much hair they have.
Yeah,
share your
actually,
jerky,
yes.
everybody. Share
and
your
share
jerky.
And share your jerky.
I feel like this is going to be a very interesting 4th of July.
Why is that? Should we? How about this?
Yes.
We'll take a break, and then we will find out why after this. Oh, we're back. This is WGN 720. I'm Esmeralda Leon, and Brandon Weatherby here in for Dave Plyer. I'm not going to bed for many hours because of the coffee and this music has pumped me up so much.
This music has been great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for playing lovely, lovely
music.
Yeah,
our producer.
You're welcome.
Joey Gelman. I won't do the joke that I told him earlier.
You can do it.
Because
okay.
he gets it a lot.
No, I mean,
do you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, let's talk about this for a quick second. We'll talk about 4th of July later. You know your last name, right?
Yes.
Okay, you know my last name. My last name is Weatherby, right? So if I, with my last name, if I became either someone that studies insects or a weatherman, I am ripe for mocking. Like,
yeah,
I know that going in, right? Now, There's like maybe one producer in all of television that has a name, a last name that anyone would know.
Right.
And it happens to be very, very similar to your name.
It's exactly
that.
It's the same exact last name.
Did you ever think maybe I shouldn't follow this career? Or maybe I'm destined to have this career because of my last name.
Oh, yeah.
I vote destined. That's a good way to look at it. But I never really thought about it. I know the bit, but I didn't even put two and two together.
He just yells it.
Okay, how can we say your age, or you don't want to share that?
You can.
Okay, we could just say early 20s.
Yes.
So this has been in the public atmosphere since your birth. It's not like you were like already following this path. You knew this going in, this was going to happen. Have you ever thought about changing your name or not revealing your last name?
I could. We could take a poll here of new last names.
It's up to you, man. This is your life. I love my name.
My name
is great. I have no idea the origin of it. It's spelled incorrectly no matter how you spell it. I love it. Weather, W-E-T-H-E-R, not how you spell weather. There's no definition of the word weather that it's spelled like that. It's either W-E-A or W-H-E, so that's wrong. And then most people spell B, B-Y, even though B-E-E is an insect, no matter what, it's incorrect.
Wouldn't that be weather-by?
Exactly. But when you say weather-by, it gets pronounced incorrectly. Anyways, I was like, oh, I don't want to study the weather ever because of this name. But not you. You're a man with a dream, and you decided to follow it, even though Gelman will always be attached to Regis Philbin.
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 Philbin? You do pronounce the B?
What? Yeah.
I know it's in the spelling.
Gelman.
Exactly.
Philbin.
It's Philbin.
I don't think you guys are right.
I've been saying it wrong the entire
I know that's
my
how
entire
it's
life,
spelled.
Then, I guess. That's Philbin.
And I know this is something I could easily Google.
Why would an M replace the B?
Yeah, you called him Philbin.
Yeah.
And it's Philbin.
I know that's how it's spelled. Once again,
usually
you've gone
things
over this.
That are spelled... You say, I mean, for the most part, there's some special things, but if there's a B in there, B's are usually silent.
Randon Weathery.
Yeah, see, you have
I'd
to say
I kind of like my name without the B's.
Randon Weathery?
Randon.
Randon Weathery. That's a pretty weird name.
That's a
fun, weird...
People would know that name.
I maybe own a pawn shop.
Randon Weathery.
I might...
Weathery.
I might be an ambulance driver. You know what I mean? I could do anything with that name.
You can be whatever you want, but Brandon.
I couldn't be president with that name. Randon Weathery. They can't be president with that name. So not anything. You could be a lot of things.
You would be up for a lot of joke fodder.
I already am. July 4th, that's this weekend.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yes, technically tomorrow. Is there anything that you are doing that's exciting?
I'm doing the usual barbecue.
Okay.
Someone's barbecue somewhere.
Sure. Cool.
That's it.
Do you have Monday off?
No.
Okay.
Well, I do, but I never take them off.
Okay, so
I'm like, I might as well.
You're gonna work tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what?
No, I'm working tonight.
You're working Sunday night.
Yes.
You're working Sunday night and Monday.
Yep.
Okay. So you're getting
my week starts tonight.
You're getting very little sleep, and you're gonna do barbecue.
No, I'm gonna wake up. I wake up around 2.
Where are you gonna go to a barbecue?
Okay. I don't know where.
So you're going to be in the studio while fireworks are going off.
Yeah, because I start at 10.
That's going to...
And
the
Navy Pier fireworks started at about 10:15.
Have you worked that shift before?
I think I have. Yeah, because before when I wasn't full-time yet, I would work all the holidays.
That's got to be a little surreal to work.
No, I don't... You can't really hear... Again, I live in... I am in a cave.
I understand that completely, but I was wondering... Well, you're in the cave. Yeah, that's right. But like, if you're on the first floor in that studio, you could see random
people
walk by.
But you can't see the fireworks, so it's fine.
I will be long gone and in our nation's capital by the time that happens.
See, that I'm imagining is just going to be fireworks galore.
It is fireworks galore, and I will be hiding under a bed.
We can get you a thunder shirt. Those ones for dogs?
Make them I'm very familiar with thunder shirts. Do they make them for humans?
I think that's just a tight shirt.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
Like, for people.
Not doing that.
We just tie you up really tight in a shirt.
I am not doing that in any way whatsoever. I am not looking forward to flying on the 4th of July.
Because of the fireworks?
Just because in general, I don't...
Because people leave the day after, right?
Yeah.
So the airports will be fine.
Yeah. Pro tip next year for everybody, fly on July 2nd. Airports are empty. It's
really?
The best. Yeah.
See, now I would think that
literally
would be busy.
No one in the TSA line today.
Oh, very nice.
It was fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah. Any American movies, music, television that you're excited about?
To watch on July 4th?
You're going to watch Purge or something?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the most all-American movie ever.
It's set in D.C.
The
it came out this weekend for a reason.
No, I will not be watching The Purge.
Yeah, I won't either. I don't know why I brought that up.
No.
I apologize.
Gross. Although, what? I forget what it's called. It's The Purge.
Election night.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're focusing on that. No. No, thank you.
They're cashing in. I apologize so much. I know.
It's the home stretch, Brandon.
It is
the
home stretch.
It's good that it's starting now and not in the middle of our show.
Exactly. is it weird to go to, maybe this is like the most obvious question that everyone should know an answer to, but if you're doing a shift like this, is it weird to like go to a barbecue at 5 p.m. knowing that you're going to be up at 5 a.m.? Or does that even go into your mind?
No, I'm not. I'm up at 5 a.m., but I'm about to go to bed.
I get that, but
it'd be different if I had to wake up at 5 a.m.
I guess what I'm asking is, like, do you eat differently? Because when I'm at a barbecue and it's like a fun party thing, I'm not thinking about like, I have to go to work.
You're stuffing your face
exactly.
And then you take a nap.
Exactly.
No.
I'm eating like a monster.
I still eat like a monster.
Okay. You'll be fine regardless.
Yeah. It's cool.
You're a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
You're fantastic.
No, it's fine. I can eat like a monster and I'll get sleepy, but then it goes away pretty quickly.
The sleepiness goes away pretty quickly?
Yeah.
I think that's rare.
All right.
Cool.
Maybe my metabolism, it's very monster-like, so.
I want to thank everyone that reached out to us via Facebook and via the text. You are all very, very kind people.
Yes.
I especially want to thank the people that shared their horrible wedding stories with us. You're an inspiration to us all. It proves that Cher is correct. You can believe in life after love.
Yeah, love is real.
Cher is fantastic. If you don't follow Cher on Twitter, you're really missing the point of Twitter. She uses a lot of emojis, and she is a fun person. This is a very pro-Cher show. I don't know if this is a pro-Cher station, but guess what? We're making it one. Cher is fantastic, and everything Cher has done has been worthwhile.
We're going to do a campaign, pro-Cher.
Yeah. Think about one thing Cher's done, you're like, not a fan, Cher. Seriously.
No.
She's
everything
great.
She's done is amazing.
Yeah, Cher is great.
Was it Gypsies, Thieves, and Tramps?
We should have been talking about Cher for the last 3 hours.
We should have. Because we wouldn't have been able to stop.
Did you ever
that
see?
That's the problem. We can't start because then we won't stop.
Did you see Moonstruck?
No.
Oh.
Snap out of it.
Oscar winning performance.
She did, though.
Yeah. It was amazing. She's so good.
You're backing it up.
With
it is.
Nick Cage.
Yeah.
She got an Oscar winning performance for herself in a movie with Nick Cage.
Well, he still wasn't crazy. He still wasn't as crazy as he was later in life.
He wasn't as money desperate. I don't think he's crazy at all.
Is that why?
He overspent.
Is that why he does?
He overspent.
Like the movie with the bees?
Yeah, the bee movie. Yeah, that's what happened to him. He is the most American actor. Cher is fantastic. I think we're leaving with good morals.
Base Your Life on Nick Cage, Cher, RuPaul.
Yeah.
John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
These are all power players in the game of life.
America. These are the most. Those are the four American people we could think of. And we're right. We are 100% right.
It is all very American. Yeah, no. This was insanely awesome, this whole thing, that they let us be on the radio by ourselves.
We weren't by ourselves. We had a lot of people.
Well, we had a lot of
producers and news and very kind people that spent
Aubrey
time with us.
Aubrey and Joey were helping us.
Yeah.
But still, it was, to me, it's like the patients running the asylum.
No, and it seemed like two very well-equipped, reasonable people doing a very fine job, and they should be lauded with awards and money.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with yours now.
Yeah.
No,
great.
I like your idea.
You're great.
All right. Well, now time for our weekly segment. Here's Walter Jacobs' perspective.
There have been times in this presidential campaign when I've said to myself, good going, Donald Trump. Thumbs up for Trump for saying what he thinks. An outsider beating up on the insider political elites, Romney, Rubio, Cruz, and Jeb Bush. And especially thumbs up to Trump for outwitting the media and beating up on the know-it-all talking heads on TV. But now have come revelations about Trump taking money out of donations to the Donald Trump campaign fund and spending it on himself personally and on his companies and his family. $4,000 out of the campaign fund to buy wine from his son Eric's wine company. $14,000 to reimburse travel expenses for Eric and his brother Donald Jr. $125,000 out of the campaign fund for get-togethers at Trump restaurants. $350,000 for air travel paid to Trump's airline company. $400,000 for get-togethers at Trump's mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. During the month of May, of the $7 million the Trump campaign fund spent, $1,500,000 of it went to Trump himself or to his companies or his family. That by itself is enough for me. No more my thumbs up for Donald Trump, a candidate for president of the United States who skims off his campaign funds to enrich himself, I figure is too low rent to be president. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.
Hey, you're listening to 720 WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon, and Brandon Weatherby are here in for Dave Plyer. That sounded weird, like you're not, like we were separate entities.
Yes, well, we are. We are different human beings.
No, but like, I'm not Esmeralda. Like, I was talking about two totally, completely different.
You're playing the character of Esmeralda Leon.
No, I'm me, always.
Once again, thanks to everyone that listened. That means
yes.
A lot, especially the people that said mean things. I just want you to know. I just want you to know that as soon as I leave here, I'm going to end my life because you said mean things on the internet, and it really got to me. So guess what, guys? Comments work. Keep them coming. They're important. They're strong. Every voice matters equally. So thank you so much. Thanks to the staff here. Everyone's been incredibly wonderful. Thanks to Esmeralda for letting me do this with her.
Oh, are you kidding me? No.
Okay, cool. Right. I will
that
not
was amazing.
Thank you at all. I take all of that back, and I rescind all the nice things I just said about you.
Okay, cool. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It's 5 o'clock, and here's Dave Schwann.